श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामो राम रामो हरे हरे। So yesterday we began this 30th chapter, 4th canto, the activities of Prachetas. So far we discussed how Prachetas did austerities underwater for 10,000 years, and after 10,000 years, eight-armed Lord Vishnu appeared in front of them, and the first verse he spoke was in appreciation of the unity amongst the Prachetas. That was the 8th verse. So the 2nd verse we will read. So 9th verse.
Yonusmarati sandhyayam Yushman anudinam nara Tasya bhratrishvatma samyam Tathabhuteshu sauhrudam.
So in the 8th verse, Lord Vishnu is appreciating their friendly relationships, and he said, you ask any benediction from me. So now again, without asking any benediction only, he himself is giving one benediction, not directly to the Prachetas, but to those who are remembering the Prachetas. So benediction to those who remember the Prachetas is they will also become friendly with their brothers and with all other living entities. So the remembrance here, our Prachetas are like acting as acharyas of relationships. So they are having good relationships amongst themselves. Those who remember them also will have good relationships amongst friends and other living entities also in general. So remembrance of great devotees have a very great transforming effect on our hearts, right? So one will develop their qualities by remembering them, one will invoke their blessings by remembering them, right? So here the quality of this group of devotees is good relationships. That is one of their prominent quality, so that one will imbibe by remembering them. So whenever we are having some relationship issues, we can remember, oh, Prachetas are having good relationships, and Lord is appreciating them. That was pleasing to the Lord. Like that. So Gauram Prabhu says that we should hear about devotees very attentively, not mechanically. Right? They are like live wires. If we touch them, we can get the charge from them. But if we approach the live wires inattentively, then we'll get a shock. So we have to approach Vaishnava Katha also with great reverence and attention, right? It's no way less than Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha and Vaishnava Katha both are equally potent. So So now in the 9th verse he gave a benediction to people, those who are remembering prachetas. This is what I give to them, so how much more I will give you. So with that intention he is saying, 10th verse.
Yetumam rudragitena sayam pratah samahitah stuvantyaham kamavaran dasyepugnam cha shobhanam prajnam cha shobhanam.
Those who will offer me the prayers composed by Lord Shiva both in the morning and in the evening will be given benedictions by me. In this way they can both fulfill their desires and attain good intelligence.
So not only that, if we chant Rudra Gita also one can invoke Lord's benedictions. So here how potent is the remembrance of the activities or words of a devotee is mentioned in these two verses. So remembering the activities of prachetas, one will get good relationships. So remembering the song which is sung by Lord Shiva, again he will invoke Lord's benedictions, right? So this is the power of parampara system. So here the Lord said we will attain good intelligence, right? Dasye prajnam cha shobhanam. Prajnam is intelligence. So good intelligence means going back to Godhead. Prabhupada defines what is good intelligence. Tesham sata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. So good intelligence means it is coming from Krishna. That intelligence which will help one to go back to Godhead is good intelligence. All other intelligence, other types of intelligence which will make one do sense gratification or many other distracting things, so that's not good intelligence. One who offers prayers to Lord to fulfill his different desires must know that the highest perfectional fulfillment of desire is to go back to Godhead. Hiranyakashipu also very intelligently asked so many benedictions, right, to avoid death, to continue his stay in this material world. But that is not considered very good intelligence. Although apparently materialists may appreciate his intelligence. Brahma rejected to give a boon which is immortal, but he asked a boon which is almost immortal, which is making him almost immortal. But that is not the case. That is not good intelligence. Good intelligence means to come out of this birth-death cycle and go back to Godhead. Those who remember the activities of prachetas will be delivered and blessed. What to speak of prachetas, who are directly connected with the Supreme Lord. Right? This is the way of parampara system. If we follow the acharyas, we attain the same benefit as them. Prabhupada gives the example of Arjuna. So, remembering Krishna, once somebody asked Prabhupada was emphasizing on remembering Krishna at the time of death. So if you remember Krishna at the time of death, you will go back to Godhead. Prabhupada was saying like that. So somebody asked, if you remember you, what will happen? So Prabhupada said, same result. Right? So remembering Lord and devotee both have same effect. So no difference between directly hearing Bhagavad Gita and reading it, as long as one accepts Bhagavad Gita as it is, spoken by the Lord. Okay, next, 11th verse.
Yadyuyam pituradesham agrahishta mudanvitah athova ushati kirtir lokan anubhavishyati. Because you have with pleasure accepted within your hearts the orders of your father and have executed those orders very faithfully, your attractive qualities will be celebrated all over the world.
This is another important verse. What is that special quality of prachetas? One quality we just studied, good relationships. Second thing, prachetas submissiveness to their authority, superior, father in this case, Prachinvardhi. He is very well appreciated by the Supreme Lord himself. Yadyuyam pitur adesham. Pita has given him an order. Agrahishta, they accepted it. Mudanvitaha, with great pleasure. So Prabhupada gives four words in the translation, so which are very key points for any subordinate to imbibe. Right? Key principles. So these four things. So Gauranga Prabhu was once explaining about these four things: pleasure, acceptance, execution and faith. These are the four elements. So because you have with pleasure, one thing, second, accepted the instructions. One may accept an instruction, but inside he may not feel that pleasure. Right? He may feel burdened to accept that instruction. But one will feel pleasure if he is in right consciousness. So accept the instruction, second, with pleasure, and execute them. Not just by hearing the instruction, you just become ecstatic and then you don't do it properly. Execution is also required with faith. Those others very faithfully. So faithful obedience to superiors is the theme of this verse. Gauranga Prabhu said these four elements, without these four elements, one will carry out work, but he will not please Krishna. Right? All these four. Because there is an external action and also internal consciousness also. So all these four are, four together is indicating the personality, the consciousness of a person. Right? Action and consciousness both. Prabhupada explains about the role of living entities, independence, in this purport. Because of living entities' minute independence, he can obey or disobey the orders of Supreme Lord. If he obeys, he becomes happy. If he doesn't, he becomes unhappy. Simple. Living entity creates his own happiness and unhappiness. The Supreme Lord does not enforce this on anyone. So when an order is given by a superior to a person, to a subordinate, he should accept it with faith and obediently. That is the mood. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita we have this example of Madhavendra Puri. This is one of the greatest examples of submissiveness to one superior. Here Madhavendra Puri's superior is directly Gopalji. Right? When he was given this instruction to get sandalwood from Jagannath Puri, he with great pleasure accepted it. Right? And he was not feeling that burden. So there the word, Kaviraj Goswami uses the word Agnadan. Agnadan means charity of instruction. When we give charity of prasadam, charity of money or clothes or something like that. But charity of instructions. So when a superior, when a spiritual authority is asking us or ordering us to do certain service, Krishna conscious service, that's a charity. It's not an easy thing that one can take it for granted. So it's a very rare opportunity to get an instruction from a bona fide spiritual authority, an instruction about service of the Supreme Lord. So it's Agnadan, charity. It's a great favor that person is doing upon the person, upon the subordinate. So one should not feel the burden. And one always have an independence whether to receive such an order or accept such an order. So if we accept, then one will become glorious, like Prachetas. So Prachetas are like glorious people who have accepted the orders. Next. Lord will give one more benediction. One benediction without asking only. Bhavita avisruta putro navamo brahmano gunaihi. Yaetam atma viryena trilokim purayishyati.
Because you will have a nice son, you will have a nice son who will be in no way inferior to Lord Brahma. Consequently, he will be very famous all over the universe, and the sons and grandsons generated by him will fill the three worlds.
So you will get a nice son. That is Daksha, basically. So this son will be as good as Brahma. So Prabhupada quotes Chanakya and explains what is the glory of a good son. A good tree in a garden or forest, and the flowers will fill the forest with their fragrance. So if there is a good tree present in the garden, so the flowers of such a good tree will fill the whole forest with fragrance. So similarly, when there is a good son in a dynasty, he will bring lot of glory to the dynasty. Example is given directly Krishna. Krishna was there in the Yadu dynasty. So Yadu dynasty was glorified so much because of Krishna's presence. Aho alam shlaghyatamam yadoh kulam. Aho alam pugnyatamam madhorvanam. So Mathura was glorified. Yadu dynasty was glorified because of Krishna's presence there. In the first canto. Then 13th verse. So how does this son will appear? Directly you are giving us the benediction of son. We are not yet married only. We are brahmacharis. So how will that happen? So Lord will reveal in the 13th verse. Kandoh pramlochaya labdham kanya kamalalochana tamcha pavidham jagruhur bhuruha nrupanandana.
O sons of King Harishan Bharsa, the heavenly society girl named Prem Lok kept the lotus eyed daughter of Kandu in the care of the forest trees. Then she went back to the heavenly planet. This daughter was born by the coupling of the Apsara named Prem Lok with the sage Kandu.
So once there was a sage, his name was Kandu. So he had nothing, but Indra became envious of him. Why? Because he had the opulence of renunciation. How can somebody who has nothing can attract any of someone? But here Kandu is attracting the envy of Indra, because he may become more powerful. So whenever some sage is doing some austerities, Indra will become insecure. So he will send one Apsara. So when Kandu is doing this austerities, he had sent Pramlocha. And Pramlocha and Kandu united, and then they got a daughter. So that the name of the daughter is Marisha. So this heavenly society girls, they don't have, they may give birth to a child, but they don't have a habit of taking care or raising the child. So she just left the child and went back. So the trees took care of the child. Trees means the predominating deity of the trees. So he has taken charge of it. So yeah, what will happen next we'll see. 14th verse. Kshamaya mukhe raja somah piyosha varshinim deshinim rodamanaya nidadesa dayanvita.
Thereafter the child who was left to the care of the trees began to cry in hunger. At that time the king of the forest, namely the king of moon planet, out of compassion placed his finger, whose power forth nectar, within the child's mouth. Thus the child was raised by the mercy of the king of moon.
You can see that painting. So there is a painting actually. There is a moon god with great effulgence. He was just carrying a small baby and putting nectar in her mouth. So here moon took compassion on the crying baby and then satisfied her hunger. Then 15th verse.
Praja visarga adishta
pitramam anuvartata
tatra kanyam vara roham
tam udvahata macharim.
Since all of you are very much obedient to my orders, I ask you to immediately marry that girl who is so well qualified with beauty and good qualities. According to the order of your father, create progeny through her.
So there are 10 people there, and the Lord is asking, showing one girl, and said, you all of you can marry to that girl. So after 10,000 years of austerity, so 10 people are getting a benediction of getting one wife, combined wife. So that is the point. Once Gauram Prabhu gave this class on this chapter 2 years back to the first batch. So Prabhupada had spent a lot of time in this point only. Said, do Prachetas deserve this kind of treatment? After 10,000 years of austerity, the benediction that they are receiving is one wife. Okay, at least give us one wife each. Okay, they don't even ask that. Right? So now Prabhupada just made everyone reflect on it and then speak on it. But the conclusion that Prabhupada was giving is, Krishna consciousness is most unpredictable. Okay, what we will get after satisfying the Supreme Lord, we cannot expect it. right? We are dealing with a highly unpredictable personality. What Krishna will expect of us is, it's beyond our comprehension. Okay? He can have any kind of expectations. But we cannot put this out of context and say that, okay, Krishna may have undue expectations from me also. Okay, I do so much devotional service and at the end, what if he asks me to do something? So, Krishna knows who can take what. Right? What is the capacity of this person? Right? So, we cannot have a stereotyped understanding of Krishna consciousness or the results of our devotional service. So, result of devotional service is continue to perform devotional service. And the part of the devotional service could be anything that Krishna wants or his representative wants. Right? So, that is the point. Here, it's not injustice on the part of the Lord. That's what he is. He is independent. Right? He is giving one girl as wife to all these people. So, 16th verse. Apratak dharma shilanam sarvesham vasamadhyama sumadhyama apratak dharma shileyam bhuyatpatnya arpitashaya.
You brothers are all of the same nature, being devotees and obedient sons of your father. Similarly, that God is also of the same type and is dedicated to all of you. Thus, both the girl and you, the sons of Prachina Varishad, are on the same platform, being united on a common principle.
So, here, Lord is giving how this is appropriate. 10 of you are marrying one lady, so how is this justifiable? How is this appropriate? It's a perfect combination. Apruthak dharma shilayam. So all of you are performing your dharma without any deviation or differences. All of you are united in performing your dharma. Okay? All of you are having a similar nature. And that lady also will have a similar nature. Because both of you are having a similar nature, you can be a perfect combination. Right? The problem happens only when different people who are coming together are having different interests. If all of them having a common interest, holding a common principle together, then it's easy to stay together. So that is that one thing he is appreciating. Actually, Chakravarti Pad says, how can all of us marry one girl? If Prachetas may ask this question, Lord will say, your qualities and conduct are one, though you are many. This is my blessing, and thus all faults visible and invisible are mitigated. Like that. So, one more thing. In the 8th verse, Lord appreciated their unity, and in the 16th verse, He is reconfirming their unity. Right? He is giving one more testimonial to their friendly, loving, and united relationships amongst the Prachetas by giving them one wife. If 10 people are sharing one thing, definitely there could be some quarrel. But Lord is sure that there will not be any quarrel among these people. Right? Because they are all united with the same principle. So he is reconfirming. Right? You are all united. So, many people may stay together if the purpose is same. In our case, the purpose should be to please Guru and Krishna. To serve and please Guru and Krishna. This is the one common principle that all the sadhakas are holding together. So if everyone is sticking to this final purpose, so there can be no quarrel. Right? But if there is a difference in purpose, even two people also cannot stay together. What to speak of 10 people or 100 people? It's difficult for even two people to stay together if they have different purposes. Like that. So in Kali Yuga, when people come together, there is quarrel because of ego clashes and there is no mood of cooperation. But when people are alone, there is hypocrisy due to lack of integrity. Right? This quarrel and hypocrisy are the two important drawbacks in this Kali Yuga. But the solution to both quarrel and hypocrisy is to hold one common higher principle. If everyone is sticking to one common higher principle, then there is no question of quarrel and hypocrisy. Right? Even if he is alone or even if he is within the group, he will always think about that one single purpose that he has to attain. Right? So whether in a team or whether individually, he is holding that one common principle. So he will, all his actions or thoughts are aligned towards that common principle. So the hypocrisy and quarrel cannot come into picture. Right? But only problem is to have different ulterior motives. Like that. So this one nice stone is given, especially in the neophyte. Stone example is given. So when there are a bunch of neophyte sadhakas, definitely they cannot hold one higher principle, right? In the initial stages, right? It's not very easy, right? But by sticking to the principle of associating with devotees, then slowly his realization and maturity will improve and he will come to a stage where he can hold that one common principle as his ultimate thing, right? Ultimate goal in life, right? So sticking to the association of devotees is important, although initially it is very austere, right? This one example is given, stones. For example, different stones are there. You collect different stones from the site. Okay, they may be having different shapes and different corners, sharp edges or whatever. So if they are lying like that only, they will continue to remain like that. But if you bring out all of them together and put in one jar, right, and if they continue to stay in that jar only, then because of rubbing between the stones, the sharp edges will become smooth. The irregular shapes can become round, right? So although there are differences amongst sadhakas, right, although there could be quarrel amongst the sadhakas, still if they stick to the association of devotees and continue to practice, then eventually the maturity will come, right? So the cooperation will come, all of them will become soft, round sadhakas stones. So this is given. So here, one point here is, Krishna is saying, all of you will marry one girl. So in those days, one man can marry many wives, but one girl cannot marry so many husbands. Right? This is a little against the Vedic culture. However, when the Lord approves it, everything is possible. Okay? So with the blessings of the Lord, everything is possible. Prabhupada writes this one statement. With the blessings of the Lord, all things are possible. So, in special cases, when the girl has good qualities, right, if she is able to treat all her husbands together, so such special ladies are given, are made wife of, common wife of many husbands. Example, Draupadi, here Marisha. So, for such people, it can be okay. And on top of it, Lord is approving it. It's not done whimsically. Right? So, and Apritak Dharma, Lord writes the, Lord says this word two times. Apritak Dharma Shilanam, Apritak Dharma Shilayam. Apritak Dharma is sticking to one's own occupation without any difference in purpose. So, Prabhupada says Apritak Dharma means satisfying the Supreme Lord. That is the one single explanation. Ignarthat karmanam yatra. Then one more benediction he gives in the 17th verse. So first he gave benediction to the followers, that those who remember prachetas will have good relationships. Next he gave benediction to them, you take one wife. Okay, next benediction, 17th. Divyavarsha sahasrantam,
Divyavarsha
sahasranam, sahasram ahatavujasa,
sahasram ahatavujasa,
Bhauman bhokshata bhoganvai,
Bhauman bhokshata bhoganvai,
Divyamschanu grahan mama,
Divyamschanu grahan
mama. Lord then blessed all the prachetas, saying, my dear princess, by my mercy you can enjoy all the facilities of this world as well as the heavenly world. Indeed, you can enjoy all of them without hindrance and with full strength for 1,000,000 celestial years.
So if somebody stays in this material world for a long time, definitely he'll be subjected to these three miseries or death, old age, disease, right? So birth, death, old age, disease are the common difficulties that everyone has to endure. And if he's staying for a long time, means yes, he will get so many opportunities to contact diseases, right, or old age. But in old age, he will not have full bodily strength. But here the Lord is giving them a benediction. You live for 1,000,000 celestial years with full body strength, bodily strength. I am increasing your life, right? You will have a long life with full bodily strength. So you will have long life, star, conditions apply. You will be sick or you will be weak. So that, no conditions apply like that. Full bodily strength, right? So both are given. Special facility given to the devotees, like prachetas. Okay, 18 and 19, these two verses are very important and nice purports that Prabhupada writes. 18th verse. Athamayana payanya bhaktya pakva gunashaya upayasya tamadhama nirvidya nirayat atah.
Thereafter you will develop unadulterated devotional service unto me and be freed from all material contamination. At that time, being completely unattached to material enjoyment in the so-called heavenly planets as well as in hellish planets, you will return back home, back to God. Okay.
So you will do devotional service then without attachment and come back to Godhead. So in the 17th verse he said, you will enjoy this world also, at the same time you will do devotional service also, and the end you will come back to me. So Prabhupada, the theme of Prabhupada's purport is, at the end you will come back to me, the Supreme Lord said, right? So Prabhupada catches that. He says, no material planet is fit for a devotee. Right. Although these prachetas are having 1,000,000 celestial years to live in this planet with full bodily strength, still that is not a very appreciated situation for a devotee. Devotee means he has to be there in the spiritual world. So material planet is not fit for a devotee. A devotee is transcendental to both heavenly and hellish conditions. Right, pakva gunasayaha means by devotional service one will be able to give up the influence of modes. As long as one is influenced by modes, he cannot return back to Godhead. So Lord is also telling them that you will not be free from material contamination. You will not be touched by the modes of material nature. So here there are one group of devotees, okay, who are little attached to material comforts, etc. So for such devotees, Lord will have another plan. He will just take away their wealth. But here are some devotees who are capable of holding this. So that's why he is giving, you take full bodily strength, you take full long life, okay, still you will not be deviated. So these people can handle it, right? So Lord is, that's why giving this. So Lord's treatment with different devotees is of different types. So Bali Maharaj, he was proud of his wealth. Vamandev came and just captured his whole wealth and made him a beggar. And Sudama, he was little proud of his renunciation. So to make him humble, Krishna gave him all wealth. Right? Both are same. Krishna is merciful, equally merciful to both parties. Right, but the treatment is different depending on the mood of the devotee. Right, but here with some devotees Krishna may just take away their full wealth, but for some devotees he is just giving them full wealth, long life, you enjoy, so you can handle it. So like that. Then 18. So for example, some devotees are just given. Material enjoyment. At the time being completely unattached to material enjoyment in so-called heavenly planets as well as in hellish planets. We can understand that this whole material universe is compared to hell. Right, in, even in the Prithumara's prayers also, the first prayer, Prabhupada gives an explanation. Ye narakanam api santi dehinam. So Prabhupada compares the heavenly planets, hellish planets, and impersonal Brahman, everything is hell only. So Prabhupada just adds his adds his flavor there. Although you cannot directly see the Sanskrit relating to it, right? 18. So Lord was giving them material enjoyment, at the same time he is giving onward benediction that you will remain detached. So 19th verse further explains this.
Griheshvavishatam chapi pumsam kushala karmanam madvarta yatayamanam nabandhaya grihamataha. Those who are engaged in auspicious activities in devotional service certainly understand that the ultimate enjoyer or beneficiary of all activities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, when one acts, he offers the results to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and passes life always engaged in the topics of the Lord. Even though such a person may be participating in family life, he is not affected by the results of his action.
So we need to understand here that the real pleasure of prachetas is not in receiving Lord's receiving some material facilities, which Lord was mentioning in 17th verse, but they were actually receiving Lord's blessings, which he is giving in 18 and 19. Right? You will not be deviated from the path of devotional service. Although you are in household life, although you are living life as kings, although you have such a long life, although you have full bodily strength, still you will be able to continue in devotional service. You will not be deviated from this. He is saying that. So here in this particular verse, you, devotee will be unaffected by this, family life also. Although they are in family life, Lord is approving their family life. You enter the Grihastha ashram now, right? But you will not be deviated from devotional service. So Chakravarti says, you have told them to enjoy the earthly pleasures. Since this pleasure is equivalent to hell and unfavorable for bhakti to you, why do you force it on us? Very important point here. On one hand, Lord is saying that you will be devotee. You will remain as a devotee. On the other hand, he is giving some things which are actually distraction to devotional service. Right? Which are not favorable for devotional service. What is this? All this material enjoyment, long life, etc. So they are not actually favorable. So how can you call this is my mercy? How can you call this is your mercy? If they are actually stamped as deviations or distractions from devotional service. The word that Lord is using here is Griheshu avishatam chapi pumsam kushala karmanam. Kushala karmanam. Kushala means kshema, auspiciousness. Right, kushala karmana means one who is engaged in auspicious activities. What is the auspicious activity Lord is referring to? Devotional service. One who is performing devotional activities, for them, griheshu avishatam chapi. Even if they are engaged in household activities, still, madvarta yata yamanam. They are just attached to madvarta, to the discussions about the Supreme Lord. Right? They may be leading a household life, but they are attached to the discussions of Supreme Lord. That makes them aloof from being affected by material enjoyment. Like that. Madvarta yatayamanam. Yatayamanam means yata means spending time. Spending. Yamanam means every moment. So they spend every moment, every minute, every hour in madvarta, in discussing about Krishna. That's why they are not affected. Na bandhaya grihamatihi. Na bandhaya. There will be no bondage for them. So now this is kushala karmana. Kushala karmana means basically doing devotional service. Auspicious activities, which is devotional service. So the enjoyment which produces karma is the cause of bondage. Right? If household life, long life, material enjoyment, all this, na, they will produce bandhan, right? and they will ordinarily produce bandhan, and such activities are such facilities are unfavorable for bhakti ordinarily. But here Lord is saying that you enjoy earth and this is my mercy. So that opulence which is awarded directly by the Lord only will not be the cause of bandhan. Na bandhaya, Lord is saying. Right? So this will not be cause of bandhan. Other types of enjoyment of the world restrict bhakti, but enjoyment ordered by Krishna will increase bhakti. Right? This enjoyment is ordered by Krishna. Simple example. We go to some hotel. Right? And there he will feed some gulab jamun. If we eat it, then our consciousness may be affected. Somebody has done it or something like that. Right? Somebody was smoking cigarette and making the dough of gulab jamun. Right? Somebody just was in trance and then he is making the sugar syrup. Who knows? So consciousness gets affected. Same thing, similar gulab jamun, if it is offered to Vrindavan Vihari and given to a person, his consciousness will be proper. Right? He will advance in devotional service because of taking prasadam. So gulab jamun is same. Right? Similar gulab jamun. Both may be of same size, same color, same texture, same taste, everything. Right? But here it is offered by Vrindavan Vihari. Here it is offered by some 5-star hotel fellow. Right? The enjoyment may appear the same, but it is ordained by the Supreme Lord. It is awarded by the Supreme Lord, so it is not cause of bandhan. Make sense? So, na bandhaya grihamati. Grihamata. Yeah, here prajas are also in that sense. They are like put in. That's why Lord is giving. Receiver is also equally in proper consciousness. So examples he gives: Prithumaraj, Prahlada, Dhruva, Manu. They were all also householders, right? They were given kingdoms. They were given so many other responsibilities, kingly responsibilities. But they are not very much affected by it. So Prabhupada speaks about acting for Krishna only in the whole thing. Ignartha karmano nyatra. If one is expert that he can engage everything or total everything in Lord's service, to give up material world would be a great blunder. This is another important point. So there is material opulence. There is a lot of opulence there. If one gives that up, right, by just taking to the path of artificial renunciation, right, market vairagya or whatever, so that is not very much appreciated. You have that facility, engage in devotional service. That is very much more appreciated. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. One should learn how to total everything in Lord's service, for everything is connected to Krishna. That is the real purpose of life and secret of success. Again, Prabhupada continues on this theme. Employing material opulence in Lord's service. When a mature devotee is blessed with material opulence, he does not become affected adversely, for he knows how to employ it in Lord's service. So many examples. Ikshvaku, Manu, Vaivaswat Manu, Dhruva, Janaka, Prahlada, Prithu, all this. So as we discussed earlier, to some devotees who cannot handle that, so Lord will approach them through another method. Yasyaham anugrihanami harishcheta dhanam shanai. He will just take away all his opulence, material opulence, and all his friends and family members will leave him, abandon him. So then eventually he will end up in devotional service. So Lord will have a different approach for different people depending on their consciousness. Right? Material opulence detrimental to devotional service is taken away by the Supreme Lord. Whereas a person who is mature in devotional service is given all material facilities. Right? So one who can handle, even within the ashram setup also, somebody may be handling some service independently, right? He alone is doing. Someone is just holding some managerial service. Someone may be just dealing with outside contractors or whatever. So depending on the capacity, the maturity of a person, that kind of services are given, right? So this is about, this is how Lord's awarding material facilities to Prachetas is also justified by Prabhupada and Chakravarti Bhaka. Then 20th verse. So this verse is important for memorization, 19th verse. One more example Prabhupada gives. When somebody eats milk preparations, right, so much sweet rice and so much sandesh, if someone just consumes, then he may end up having diarrhea, right? But in his diarrhea, if he takes some yogurt plus black pepper plus salt, then it will be cured, right? The same activity which can cause bondage and liberation both, just like the same milk is the becoming the source of diarrhea and source of cure of diarrhea also, right? Similarly, the same activity can be a cause of liberation and bondage also. It depends on the person's maturity, how to engage in such activity, right? So Lord is giving material opulence to these people because they can employ it in Lord service, right? 20th verse. Navyavadraya yajna brahmaita brahmavadibhi namuhyanti na shochanti nahrishyanti yato gataha.
Always engaging in the activities of devotional service, devotees feel ever increasingly fresh and new in all their activities. The all-knower, the super soul within the heart of the devotee makes everything increasingly fresh. This is known as the Brahman position by the advocates of the Absolute Truth. In such a liberated stage, Brahmabhuta, one is never bewildered, nor does one lament or become unnecessarily jubilant. This is due to the Brahmabhuta situation.
So one does not lament or become unnecessarily jubilant. So tolerance is often understood to be applied only when there is distress. But tolerance is to be applied when there is happiness also. Matras parshastu kaunteya sitoshna sukatukada agama payano anitya tamstitikshasva bharata. What is the next verse? Yamhina vyatayantete purusham purushasva samadukha sukham dhiram somrutattvaya kalpate. He has to be dhira, he has to be tolerant, not only when there is excessive distress, when there is excessive happiness also, he should not be too much elated. So there should be some balance. So everything is fresh. In one more theme here is Brahman position by Yatogatna. In such a liberated state, one is never bewildered, nor does one lament or unnecessarily become jubilant. Always engaging in devotional activities, devotees feel ever increasingly fresh and new in all their activities. One more point. It's newness. Right, in devotion service everything is new. Even in first canto also this thing comes. All the queens, they were always in touch with the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Still, it appears always newer and newer and fresh to the devotees. So for a materialist, it is like basically the soul's nature is to be eager and get excited to hear or see or experience something new, right? Even if it is something very old, still if it is presented in a new way, then he is more eager to accept it. The same movie is there, same story is taken and then presented in a new way with some graphics and this and that, he will get more excited. So that is about our materialist. Punah punah charvita charvananam. So his way of experiencing newness in old things is compared to punah punah charvita charvananam, chewing the chewed. But spiritualist also, he may be accessing the same things every day, same Mangalarti, same Tulsi Arati, same Narasingharati, right, say Bhagavatam class, everything is like set, right? But still there is a lot of newness, right? There is some eagerness when there is some newness. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra is there. So if it's sung in a new melody, one will become more eager. So if the deity is dressed in a new fashion, right, new dress, then there is little more eagerness. So same pastime. If a new speaker comes and gives a different perspective and presents in a different style, there is some excitement. So basically both are required. Novel noble content and novel presentation. So these two are required. These two are like proper combinations. So at our early stages, in our early stages of devotional service, we may definitely not perceive the process of devotional service or whatever activities that we are doing in devotional service as new and fresh all the time. After some time it may appear boring also. So unless one is internally very much nourished and very advanced, he cannot see day-to-day activities of devotional service as very new and fresh. So that's why this kind of presentation is required. That's why acharyas come up with so many such ideas to present the same philosophy in a newer and newer fashion. Even Bhagavatam also exploits this tendency of soul, right, to experience something new in a very novel way. Narada Muni, a novel preacher, Prachina Bharhi, he has a different style, right, with 5 chapters of Puranjan thing, right, and Dhruva Maharaj, just few set of verses, right, Deity worship plus Ashtanga Yoga, it's a combination, he just used them. So ultimately in everything the conclusion is the same, bringing the practitioner or bringing the person to a stage where he can release Krishna Katha, right? The conclusion that Narada Muni brought after the whole Puranjan episode is, you hear Krishna Katha in the association of devotees. That's how he ended the whole thing, right? So this always engaging in activities of devotion service, devotees feel ever increasingly fresh and new in all their activities. Right? Okay. Now, Prabhupada says, super soul inspires a person from within the heart, and then the person will perform increased devotional service. Super soul inspires a devotee to advance in devotional service in varieties of ways. Devotee does not feel hackneyed or stereotyped, nor does he feel that he is in a stagnant position. Right? So now one thing, from externally, senior devotees will present Krishna consciousness in novel ways, right? And the practitioner will just feel inspired. From internally, super soul also will give that inspiration to experience the devotion service, devotional activities newer and newer. If one engages in chanting material name, then he will get bored after some time. But chanting Hare Krishna, new and fresh purposes. Rupa Goswami wanted millions of ears to hear it, millions of tongues to chant it. Prithu Maharaj also is saying, what is that? Nakamaye Natha. Vidhatsva Karnayavitu Meshamevara. I want the benediction of having millions of ears to hear Krishna Katha. Like that. Okay, Jiva Goswami says, super soul exists in everyone's heart, but in heart of a devotee, he reveals himself as ever increasingly new. So the whole discussion I was saying is, although devotional service can give us an experience of newness and freshness at every moment, everyone cannot access it, that freshness and newness, right? So senior devotees will facilitate for our newer and fresher experience, right? And super soul also will facilitate depending on our attitude, like that. Super soul exists within the heart. So one thing, in the heart of a devotee, he reveals himself as ever increasingly new. If the person is not a devotee, he cannot have the experience of newness or freshness in devotion, in his day-to-day devotional activities. So he has to become a devotee. So we are all, or all the sadhakas are in a process of becoming devotees. We are all work in progress. Okay? Our Gurudas Prabhu, just couple of years back in Kartik Yatra, he was saying this. We are all work in progress. Right? Don't think that we have attained the summit of devotional service. Right? Now I am like completely a devotee like that. We are all work in progress. So when the work in progress will continue, the more the work progresses, the more newness and freshness that we will experience in our day-to-day devotional activities. Make sense? Being inspired by him, devotee experiences increased transcendental bliss in execution of devotional service. So when we are not seeing the devotional activities fresh and new, we need to understand the work has stopped. Work has halted somewhere. I have to work on it. I have to begin the work again. So work is not progressing. That's why I'm not seeing anything new. Like that. So that's how Lord ended his talk. Now 21st verse. Maitreya uvacha.
Maitreya uvacha.
Evam bruvanam purushartha bhajanam.
Evam bruvanam purushartha bhajanam.
Janardhanam pranjalayah pratyetasah. Tadarshanadhastatamo rajomalam. Giragranan gadgadaya suhrittamam.
The great sage Maitreya said, after the personality of Godhead spoke thus, the Prachetas began to offer him prayers. The Lord is the bestower of all success in life and is the supreme benefactor. He is also the supreme friend who takes away all miserable conditions experienced by a devotee. In a faltering voice, due to ecstasy, the Prachetas began to offer prayers. They were purified by the presence of the Lord who was before them face to face.
See, Prachetas and Lord were having a meeting there. Right? They met together. And Maitreya Muni is explaining them. So Maitreya Muni is so absorbed in the pastime, right, in his description, that this is verse by Maitreya Muni. This is not by the Lord or Prachetas. See how nicely he is describing the whole event. Right? Prachetas began offering prayers, and in this verse, he gives three qualities of the Lord. Evam bruvanam purushartha bhajanam. Purushartha means the goal of life, ultimate goal of life. Purushartha bhajanam means one who bestows the purushartha to the living entities. That's how Lord is described, one name, purushartha bhajanam. Janardhanam. Janardhanam means one who takes away the disadvantages of a devotee. Right? Pranjalayah prachetasa. All the prachetas offered prayers to him. Tad darshana dvasta tamo rajomala. He is explaining, Maitreya Muni is nicely explaining the position, condition of prachetas now. Tad darshana dvasta tamo rajomala. The contamination of ignorance and passion is destroyed by the darshan of the Lord. That is the position of prachetas now. Then, giragranan gadgadaya suhurtamam. Gira, with the voice, agranan, I mean, their voice is like faltering. Gadgadaya. With a faltering voice, they began offering prayers. To whom? Suhurtama. Unto the greatest of all friends. So, suhurtama means Lord is the supreme friend of every living entity. Suhurtam sarvabhutanam. So the condition of prachetas and the qualities of the Lord both are expressed nicely by Maitreya Muni. So Prabhupada says, explains this word purushartha bhajanam, bestower of ultimate goal of life. So Lord's mercy will give all success in life. If one chants the holy name, Lord and his holy name are equivalent. So we need not feel bad that our prachetas are seeing the Lord. And for them it's happening. Tad darshana dhasta tamo malo tamo rajo mala. That's happening with prachetas. It will happen to us also if we chant the holy name. Proposes. Right? Lord and holy name are non-different. Just like Lord's darshan can remove all material contamination in the heart of the viewer. Similarly, the holy name also can remove all material contamination in the heart of the chanter. That way. So from here onwards, we have very beautiful prayers by prachetas. 22nd verse. Prachetasa uchuhu. Namo namah klesha vinashanaya. Nirupito dara guna vayaya. Mano vacho vega purojavaya. Sarvaksha margaira gata dhane namaha.
The Prachetas spoke as follows. Dear Lord, you relieve all kinds of material distress. Your magnanimous, transcendental qualities and holy names are all auspicious. This conclusion is already settled. You can go faster than the speed of mind and words. You cannot be perceived by material senses. We therefore offer your respectful obeisances again and again.
Very beautiful verse. Yesterday, you have memorized this? Not yet. You will memorize today for tomorrow's exam. Namo Namah Klesha Vinashanaya. The first word. There are four qualities of the Lord mentioned by Prachetas in this verse. Namo Namah Klesha Vinashanaya. Lord is the remover, the vanquisher of all material distress. Six qualities of Uttama Bhakti. Kleshagni. Kleshagni means performing devotional service will remove all kleshas. So Lord is Klesha Vinashanaya. He is the remover of distress. Then Nirupita Udara Gunahvayaya. Lord is having magnanimous qualities. Udara Gunahvayaya. So Ahvayaya actually is whose name. So Lord's name is also described to be very auspicious. Right? So Nirupita Udara Guna Ahvayaya. His qualities and his name are all very magnanimous. And Nirupita, this is verified. This conclusion is already settled. It's proved. So in mathematics we say, right? We do so much theorem and say hence proved. Right? Mean hence proved means it's done. It's beyond any arguments. Any more doubts or arguments. So like that. So Nirupita Udara Guna Ahvayaya. Mano Vacho Vega Purojavaya. Mano Vacho Vega. Our words have certain speed and our mind has certain speed, but Lord can surpass all of them. Right? That's why with words one cannot sufficiently glorify the Lord. Right? With mind one cannot sufficiently think of the Lord. So Lord is like beyond all that. Right? You can engage all your capacity of words and mind, you cannot reach the limit of Lord's glories. Then Sarvaksha Margair Agatadhane Namaha. Sarva Aksha Margair means one cannot approach the Supreme Lord through his material senses. Right? One cannot be perceived by material, Lord cannot be perceived by material senses. So these are the four qualities. So Prabhupada focuses on the word Nirupita. Nirupita means concluded. So there is no need to conduct any research work to understand the Supreme Lord. All conclusions are available in the Vedas. It's proved. You just access to that, learn from it and then apply. Like that. And all his names and qualities are very auspicious. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi, transcendental names, forms, qualities, paraphernalia, pastimes cannot be understood by material senses. Prabhupada nicely connects all these qualities. See, Nirupita Udara Gunahvayaya, then Sarvaksha Marge Ragatabhane Namaha. Connecting these two qualities is this verse. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi. Navaved Grahyam Indriye. Make sense? Transcendental names, forms, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes cannot be understood by blunt material senses. But if one engages senses favorably through his causeless mercy, Lord reveals himself to the devotee. So, then Prabhupada, in the second half of the purport, he says, one cannot approach the Lord through mental speculation. One can approach the Lord only through devotional service. Sarvaksha Margair Agatadhvane Namaha. So you cannot be perceivable by material senses. So how can you be perceived or approached? By devotional service. So Supreme Lord is attracted by devotional service. And he can approach us more swiftly by his causeless mercy than we can approach him with our mental speculation. Right? Mano vacho vega puro javaya. He is beyond mind and words. And Sarvaksha Margai Ragatadhvane Namaha. He cannot be approached by material senses. With words, with senses, with mind, one cannot approach the Supreme Lord. That's what is described. And understand, Prabhupada says, understand that you may have a certain speed of approaching the Supreme Lord through all these faculties. But Lord will approach you with much faster than you. Right? Much faster than you can approach through mental speculation. Okay, he is faster than you. Like that. So, when will his speed increase towards us? When we perform our devotional service. Stop this mental speculation. Stop our endeavors to understand by Mano, Vacho and Sarvaksha Margair. Keep it aside. Do devotional service, then he will come. Okay? You need not move. Like that. So, basically, Lord is so more eager to have us with him than we are, actually. Like that. Then 23. This is another beautiful verse. Shuddhaya Shantaya Namasvanishtaya. manasya partham vilasadvayaya namo jagatsthana layodayeshu grihitamaya gunavigrahaya.
Dear Lord, we beg to offer our obeisances unto you. When the mind is fixed upon you, the world of duality, although a place for material enjoyment, appear meaningless. Your transcendental form is full of transcendental bliss. We therefore offer our respect unto you. Your appearance as Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva are meant for the purpose of creating, maintaining and annihilating this cosmic manifestation.
Okay. Shuddhaya, Shantaya, Namasvanishtaya. So, Lord is Shuddha, very pure. Then Shantaya, very peaceful. Svanishtaya, he is fixed in his position. Right? And here, Prachetar saying, Manasi, if a devotee just focuses his mind on the Supreme Lord, who is Shuddha, who is Shanta, who is Svanishtaya, then what will happen? Apartham vilasadvayaya. Apartham, apartham means meaningless. Vilasad, vilasad means it appears. Apartham vilasad, what is that? Dvayaya. This material world, which is full of duality, will appear meaningless and useless if one offers his mind to Krishna, who is Shuddhaya, Shantaya, Svanishtaya. First two lines are clear. No? Then Namo Jagatsthana Layodayeshu Grihitamaya Gunavigrahaya. One more quality of the Lord is mentioned. Jagat Sthana Laya Udayeshu. Udaya means creation. Sthana means maintenance. Then Laya means destruction. Jagat. For the creation, maintenance and destruction of this universe, Lord Grihita, he accepted Maya Gunavigrahaya. So he has accepted forms of Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva for the purpose of creation, maintenance and destruction. Chakravarti explains that he has accepted forms like Indra also, right, for the maintenance of this universe. Like that. So Prabhupada explains in the purport, what is the pure devotee's perception of material world? He focuses on the first two lines. Right? Manasi apartham vilasadvayaya. This material world which is full of duality will appear meaningless for a pure devotee. Right? So, pure devotee's perception of material world is mentioned. A pure devotee whose mind is always engaged in Lord's service can certainly appreciate the impermanence of this material world. Apartham vilasadvayaya. So he will understand this is impermanent. This is meaningless. Right? Anasaktasya vishayan. So world is full of duality. A devotee knows very well that everything within this material world is but a manifestation of Lord's energy. Right? So appreciating the impermanence of material world is very natural for a pure devotee. Right? So for a conditioned soul, or even for a struggling sadhaka, he can hardly appreciate the impermanence of the material world. Apartham vilasadvayaya will happen to pure devotee very easily, naturally. But apartham vilasadvayaya is very difficult for a conditioned soul or even a struggling sadhaka. For a conditioned soul, no chance. He is absorbed in bodily conception of life. He cannot accommodate the thought that this is temporary. I have spent so much of my life and energy and money to make this building. You are saying this is impermanent? I have struggled so hard to get a government job, okay, permanent job. You are saying this is impermanent? Right? I have accumulated so much money to make this building or just to accumulate whatever I have accumulated. How can you say this is impermanent? This is permanent. This is my mind only. He cannot accommodate the thought of impermanence of the material world. And in the case of a sadhaka, when he hears from a pure devotee, when he studies Bhagavatam nicely, he can be temporarily convinced about the impermanence of material world. It's like his appreciation of impermanence of the material world becomes temporary. And after he is little out of touch of the sound vibration, again he will be absorbed in the thoughts of permanence of this material world. Right? Again he has to be pulled back. Right? It is said that Why one has to constantly hear, I have already heard this chapter, I have already read this chapter, why should I read it again? Why should I hear it again? So not like that. Our holding capacity is very less. Even if we hear so much, even if we read so much, because we are like babies, the holding capacity is very meager, so we have to repeatedly do it. Right? Some advanced souls, if they hear once, they can just hold it, they can live by it for the rest of their lives. But it's not the case with, in general, not the case with a struggling sadhaka. So he has to hear repeatedly about the impermanence of the material world. Then, manasi aparatham vilasadvayaya, that could happen. Right? For example, the quality hearing and chanting should be the first priority of a sadhaka. Right? That is something permanent asset. But many times a struggling sadhaka could compromise on that quality hearing and chanting and focuses more on say learning instruments, okay, learning new ragas, right, trying to impress people, right. So they are all very good and important, but he neglects the internal import, the permanent aspect of it and focuses on the temporary aspect of it. He is more focused on the appreciation of other devotees, which comes immediately as an immediate result, right? Little neglects on the permanent aspect of it, which is like serving Krishna with full consciousness. So some things like that. So desires to do more privileged services and less preference to background services or menial services, right? The principle is to serve Krishna. Krishna sees the attitude, not the action. He understands this, right? He may remember this also, but many times the struggling sadhaka may fail to apply this, right? Because he is not sufficiently convinced of this impermanence aspect of this material world, right? He still holds the tendency to see temporary things as permanent and permanent things as temporary. So that is the problem with conditioned soul, or even the neophyte sadhakas. Manasi apartham vilasadvayaya. Next verse is even more beautiful. 24th. Namo vishuddha sattvaya.
Namo vishuddha sattvaya.
Haraye hari medhase.
Haraye hari medhase.
Vasudevaya krishnaya.
Vasudevaya krishnaya.
Prabhave sarva sattvatam.
We offered our respectful obeisances unto you because your existence is completely independent of all material influences. Your lordship always takes away the devotee's miserable conditions, but your brain plans how to do so. You live everywhere as Paramatma, therefore you are known as Vasudeva. You also accept Vasudeva as your father, and you are celebrated by the name Krishna. You are so kind that you always increase the influence of all kinds of devotees.
Very nice. We will focus on each and every element of this. Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya. Lord is called Vishuddha Sattva. So his existence is completely independent of all material influences. That's how Prabhupada explains. Vishuddha Sattvaya. So Sattva in this material world, Sattva is goodness. He is often contaminated by the tinges of Rajas and Tamas. It's not Shuddha Sattva. But Lord is Vishuddha Sattva. So his goodness is not contaminated by any tinge of passion and ignorance. Right? He is Vishuddha Sattva. So Prabhupada explains this. These Gunavataras are there, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. So the Vishnu and Brahma, Shiva are not equal. Right? There is difference between Vishnu and Brahma and Shiva. So, in the previous verse, the last two lines say, Namo jagat sthana layo deyeshu grihitamaya guna vigrahaya. Jagat sthana laya udayeshu, for that purpose, he has accepted these roles of gunavataras. Right? So, but there is difference between these gunavataras. So, Brahma and Shiva accept material bodies, but Vishnu doesn't accept material body. He is Vishuddha Sattva. Right? His existence is completely free from contamination of modes. If one explains that Shiva and Brahma and Vishnu are equal, then he is a Pakhandi. Prabhupada quotes the verse. Yastvanarayanam devam brahma rudra rudradi devatam samatvena vikshita sapashandi bhavedruvam. So the positions of Brahma and Shiva, Prabhupada explains nicely. Brahma is also a living entity like us, but he is a special living entity. He is more exalted because of his great pious deeds. Shiva is not exactly like a living entity like us, but he is not like Vishnu also. So Vishnu is like milk, Shiva is like yogurt. So without milk there is no yogurt, but yogurt cannot be transformed into milk. Right? So they are like special categories. So Shiva cannot be called as a living entity, and Shiva cannot be called as equal to Vishnu also. That is about Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya. Even in... Prabhupada says, they accept material bodies. Out of these three gunavataras, Brahma and Shiva can accept material bodies, but Vishnu cannot accept a material body. It's Vishuddha Sattva. Even in Damodar Leela also, in Damodar Leela, there are different contradictions to Lord's qualities and his pastime. In the pastime, Lord performs so many things which are contradicting his own qualities. One of this is Vishuddha Sattva. Lord is Vishuddha Sattva Vigraha. Right? But he exhibits anger. Anger is exhibited when somebody is in mode of passion. Right? But Vishuddha Sattva Vigraha cannot exhibit anger. But Lord relinquishes that opulence to prove his topmost of all qualities, which is Bhakta Vashyata. Right? Vishuddha Sattva. So Vishnu is always superior to Brahma and Shiva. Even in that Bhrigumuni's test, Brahma and Shiva actually voluntarily accepted their inferior positions compared to Vishnu. So actually Shiva could have controlled his anger at that point when Bhrigu was chastising him. Right? But Radhananda Maharaj explains that Shiva was voluntarily showing anger so that Bhrigu will go next to Vishnu. Right? So this to show Vishnu's supremacy. Like that. So yeah, that's like one very nice point, that one has to glorify the Lord with mind, actions and words. It is mentioned, right? So with words one can always glorify, definitely. But how can one glorify the Lord with one's actions? Here, with Shiva's action of becoming angry with Bhrigumuni, he was glorifying Vishnu. He didn't speak a single word in glorification of Vishnu. He just became angry with a yogi. And then Vishnu is glorified. So that is Krishna Katha. Yeah, Mohinivarti case also, an example. So that is Vishuddha Sattvaya. Haraye Harimedhasi. Haraye. Haraye means one who steals away miserable conditions of people, living entities. Haraye and Harimedhase. Medha is one's intelligence. Okay. Harimedhase means his intelligence is that of Hari. He is having a thief intelligence. Right? Thief steals. But here Lord Hari steals the miseries of living entities. Miseries of his devotees. Hari Medhase, he is always having a mentality of stealing away the distress of devotees. Right? Lord is always planning ways to deliver conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya. See this. Beautiful. Haraye Hari Medhase. Hari means one who takes away miserable conditions. Hari Medhase means one who always plans to do so. Lord is constantly planning and scheming. How can this fellow, conditioned soul, suffering in this material world, can come back to me? That is his whole plan. That's why he bhutva bhutva praliyate. That's why he does this creation, Srishti Leela, every now and then. Right? In every breath he is making this Srishti Leela. And within this Srishti, he comes as so many incarnations to remind the conditioned soul to claim him back. That is all Hari Medhase quality of the Lord. Right? Paritranaya sadhunam. All that. Then, next, Vasudevaya Krishnaya. Vasudevaya Krishnaya means, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? He lives everywhere as Paramatma, that's why he is called Vasudevaya. Krishna means he is also accepting Vasudev as the father. right? That's why he is also called Vasudeva. And he is the original personality of Godhead, Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And all other Vishnu Tattvas are just expansions, plenary portions, or portions of plenary portions of his personality, Swamsha, Kala, etc. So he is the original personality. Ete Chamsa Kala Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Then, last word is very important. Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam. Prabhave. Lord is having so much prabhav, right? So much effect, right? Here, Sarva Sattvatam. Sattvatam means devotees. Sarva Sattvatam means all kinds of devotees. Prabhave. What does he do? He increases the influence of all kinds of devotees. Krishna takes pleasure when his devotee is glorified. Mahaprabhu, even the previous chapters also we discussed, right? Mahaprabhu predicted that the Krishna consciousness movement will spread all over the world. But credit, Prabhupada took. He gave it to Prabhupada. Krishna orchestrated the whole Kurukshetra war. Credit, Arjuna took. So he increases the influence of his devotees. Right? That is Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam. That is the beauty of his personality. What is that? Sarva Saundarya Sangraham. From the Rudra Gita. Right. So a devotee is distinguished from all other living entities. Right. Even in, this is said, right, Pratishtha Nari Sada Kumari. Pratishtha. Pratishtha means fame. Right. And the predominating deities of all these qualities are generally females only. Right. Pratishtha. And what, Vidya, all that. So she is always Kumari. Because all the materialistic people, they are running behind her and she says, I will not come to you. She is running away from them. And she is running behind a devotee and devotee is running away from her. Right? Madhavendra Puri also, he was, Gopinath has stolen some sweet rice for Madhavendra Puri. When this incident is declared and everyone comes to know it, they will just, the fan following of Madhavendra Puri will increase so much. So Madhavendra Puri is running away without anyone's notice in the middle of the night. But Lord will not leave. Even Madhavendra Puri, even before Madhavendra Puri reached Jagannath Puri, so his fame reached before him only. And everyone just receiving him so nicely and then giving nice reception. Oh, you want Chandan? Take 40 kilos of Chandan, 80 kilos of Chandan. So they gave everything. Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam. Okay, next verse. Namah Kamala Nabhaya. Namah Kamala Maline. Namah Kamala Padaya. Namaste Kamalekshana.
Dear Lord, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you because from your abdomen sprouts the lotus flower, the origin of all living entities. You are always decorated with the lotus garland and your feet resemble the lotus flower with all its fragrance. Your eyes are also like the petals of the lotus flower. Therefore, we always offer our respectful obeisances unto you.
So this is something similar to Kunti Maharani's prayers. So this is more older than Kunti Maharani's verse. Kunti Maharani spoke somewhere in the end of Dwapar Yuga, but this is like much before that. Prachetas. So Kamalanabhaya. Padmanabhaya. So Kamalanabhaya means Vishnu is the origin of material creation. See, each word has like such deep import. So Kamala Nabhaya means it's just whole Srishti Leela is explained. So as Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, the Kamala will come out of his navel and then the whole creation takes place. He is the source of material creation. Origin of all creation is Vishnu and origin of all Vishnu Tattvas is Krishna. Consequently, Krishna is the origin of everything. Prabhupada simply summarizes the whole thing. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Janmadhyasya Siyataha, he quotes all that. 26. Namah Kamala Kinjalka Vishangamala Vasase Sarvabhutani Vasaya Namo Jungshmahi Sakshini. Dear Lord,
The garment you have put on is yellowish in color, like the saffron of a lotus flower. But it is not made of anything material. Since you live in everyone's heart, you are the direct witness of all the activities of all living entities. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you again and again.
Namah Kamala Kinjalka Pisangamala Vasasi. Amala means very spotless. His dhoti is very spotless dhoti with yellow color, like the saffron of lotus. Namah Kamala Kinjalka Pisanga Amala Vasasi. So his dress is described nicely. And it is not material. Then Sarvabhuta Nivasaya. Sarvabhuta Nivasaya means he stays in the heart of every living entity. Within the material world, conditioned soul has desires and he acts in accordance with the desires. But all these activities are observed by the super soul in the heart. Sarvabhuta Nivasaya. So, according to the desires of living entity, Lord makes him remember or forget. So basically, the only power that we have is to desire, free will, minute independence. We can only desire, nothing else we can do. Everything is sanctioned, witnessed and orchestrated by the Supreme Lord. So if the living entity is demoniac and wants to forget the Supreme Lord, Lord makes him forget. If he wants to remember the Supreme Lord, he makes him remember. Oh, you want to remember me? Better come to devotees association, you can remember me better. So someone who is having certain desires, so Lord will pull him, he will orchestrate the whole events without the person's knowledge. He will end up himself, he end up seeing himself in the association of devotees. So Lord is reciprocating with his desires. So basically we have no reason to blame the Lord. We are responsible for our actions or destinations. He is Sarvabhuta Nivasaya. Then 27th verse. Rupam Bhagavata Tvetad Asesha Klesa Sankshayam Avishkritam Nah Klishtanam Kimanyad Anukampitam.
Dear Lord, we conditioned souls are always covered by ignorance in the bodily conception of life. We therefore always prefer the miserable conditions of material existence. To deliver us from these miserable conditions, you have advented yourself in this transcendental form. This is evidence of your unlimited causeless mercy upon those of us who are suffering in this way. What then to speak of the devotees to whom you are always so favorably disposed?
Mm-hmm. Very explanatory translation. Rupam Bhagavata Tvetad Asesha Klesa Sankshayam. This Rupam, this beautiful form of yours, is Asesha Klesa Sankshayam. It will remove all the distress. Right? We have this Asesha Sanklesha Samam Vidhatte Gunanavada Sravanam Murare. So Lord's form and His glories are non-different from the Lord. So Lord is Klesha Vinashanaya. Namo Namah Klesha Vinashanaya. First prayer. So Lord is removing all distress. Lord's form will remove all distress. Lord's glories will remove all distress. So whatever Lord does is done by His name, fame, transcendental pastimes and everything. So all are equally potent. Everything related to the Lord. So here Rupam is focused. Rupam Bhagavata Tveta Gasesha Klesa Sankshayam. Avishkritam na Krishtanam. Avishkritam means you have showed, you have revealed it. Okay, you have done the avishkar. Avishkritam na means as Krishtanam. Who are they? They are suffering from material conditions. You have mercifully exhibited your form in front of us who are suffering in the material conditions. Right? Avishkritam na klishtanam. Kimanyat anukampitam. Anukampitam means those who are favorably disposed. Those who are devotees. If you have very mercifully shown your beautiful form to us who are suffering the material conditions, what else will you give to your favorable devotees? Right? Here, Prachetas are very humbly putting themselves in the position of some conditioned soul who is suffering material conditions and appreciating the Lord's mercy who has showed them that form to remove their distress. Rupam Bhagavatatvedad Ashesha Klesha Sankshayam Avishkritam Na Klishtanam Kimanyat Anukampitam.
They are, although they are anukampitam, they are not putting themselves in the category of anukampitam. They are saying klishtanam, we are klishtanam. Anukampitam is another category of devotees who are much more advanced than us. Okay, you will give much more to them, not just darshan. That's what he's saying. They're saying. So Prabhupada very nicely says, Lord's mercy is there on common men and demons also. Right? When see Lord comes, what is that? Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya duskritam. Right? He annihilates the demons and he protects the devotees. So apparently it is seen that he is favoring the devotees and then being inimical towards the demons. But both are favor only. So appearance of Lord diminishes all kinds of miserable conditions caused by material existence. So Lord is favoring both parties, demons and devotees. In Kurukshetra, superficially Arjuna is being favored and all the warriors or soldiers on the other side are not being favored. They are against Krishna. But Krishna is giving them liberation because they are seeing Krishna face to face at the time of death. What else favor Krishna has to do towards these people who has taken the side of some envious people? Right? Krishna is giving the highest favor. What is that? Tathaiva janye naraloka veera yahave Krishna mukha arvindam. Then, now, how does this avishkrita of rupam bhagavatatyetat asesha klesa sankshayam avishkritam na klishtanam? How does this avishkrita, the revelation of the form, happen in the case of struggling sadhakas or neophyte devotees? It happens in the form of deities, Gopinath, Arundhan, Vihari or whatever. So it happens in the form of archamurti. So Prabhupada nicely connects with this point in the purport with the next verse. So Prabhupada gives an explanation of archavigraha in the 28th verse. Etavatvam hi vibhubir bhavanam dineshu vatsala bhavyam dineshu vatsale yadanusmaryate kale svabuddhya bhadrarandhanam. So, you mercifully appear to your poor devotees as archavigraha. So, please think of us as your servants. So, Prabhupada focuses on how the deity accepts neophyte's service. So, deity is not different from Krishna. Deity can reciprocate. Neophyte can offer service to the deity with patram pushpam phalam toyam and Lord will accept it. Okay, it's not anything superficial or sentimental. It is not idol worship, as atheists say. So Prabhupada explains all these points. And neophyte devotee worshipping the Lord may not understand the value of such worship. But Supreme Lord, being Bhakta Vatsala, accepts his devotee in due course of time and takes him home. Right? Even if the performer of the worship may not understand the value of it to the fullest extent, still that he will be beneficial eventually, gradually. So Prabhupada gives the example of Brahmana from Anodi, who was offering sweet rice. So he was cooking some sweet rice, and sweet rice is supposed to be served cold for the person to relish it. So he cooked it and then he was thinking, is it cold enough or not to be offered to the Lord? And he just touched it and then his hand was burnt. And by the way, the point is, the whole thing is happening, it's happening in his dream, okay, in his meditation. He was not actually cooking, he didn't have ingredients. He was cooking in his mind only. Okay, you know the story, everyone. 29th verse. Etavatvam hi vibhubhir. Sorry, 29. Yenopashantir bhutanam. Shullakanam apihatam. Antarhitontar hridaye kasmanno vedanasisha.
When the Lord, out of his natural compassion, thinks of his devotee, by that process only are all desires of the neophyte devotees fulfilled. The Lord is situated in every living entity's heart, although the living entity may be very insignificant. The Lord knows everything about the living entity, including all his desires. Although we are very insignificant, why should the Lord not know our desires?
Therefore pray. That is the point here. Here, the Lord fulfills the desires of every living entity. Even if he is a devotee or non-devotee or whatever, he fulfills. He knows the desires. Oh, this is what he is desiring. Okay, give him that opportunity. So, Priyasvars, Archavigraha, neophyte devotees. For everyone, Prabhu. This is for everyone actually. Actually, what they say is, you fulfill the desires of everyone, you know the desires of everyone, so you must be knowing what we want also. With that intention they are saying this. Okay, they are presenting a general case that Lord knows the desires of every living entity, with an intention to say that you know what we want also. Like that. So, desires of living entity are known by the Lord and they are fulfilled also. Here Prabhupada says, whatever a living entity desires, however insignificant he may be, is noted by the Lord, who gives him a chance to fulfill his desires. If the desires of the non-devotees are fulfilled, why not all those of devotees? Right? Okay, next verse. Now, Chakravartibhad nicely connects the next series of verses with his links. Now, in the 29th verse, they are saying, you fulfill the desires of every living entity, you know the desires. So now, our Lord may say, okay, now you say what you want. Okay, as the knower of everyone's desires, I may know everything, but you, with your own mouth, you start speaking what you want. Lord may say like that. So then they speak the 30th verse. Right? And one more point in the 29th verse. A very advanced devotee does not think himself advanced. He is always very humble. Yes, Prabhu. So, prachetas are in a humble disposition. Right, they are not putting themselves in the category of what is that we just mentioned?
Anukamputam.
Okay, they are in the category of a ordinary devotees. So when the Lord comes in front, now you may feel I am the privileged person. Right, I am something special. So let me ask what I want. Now they are not putting themselves in that category. They are saying, you know the every living entity's desires. You will fulfill everything. So we are a part of that. You keep, you yourself know what we want and then we can fulfill like that. So that's how they are putting. They are just maintaining some low profile. We can understand like that. Kshullakanam is also mentioned. Kshullakanam is very much fallen. Api. Ihatam. Okay, next verse, 30th verse. What is their desire? Very nice. Asham eva varosmakam.
Asham eva varosmakam.
Kipsito jagatah pate.
Kipsito jagatah pate.
Prasanno bhagavan esham.
Prasanno bhagavan esham.
Apavarga gurur gati.
Apavarga.
You are the actual teacher of the science of devotional service. We are satisfied that your Lordship is the ultimate goal of our lives and we pray that you will be satisfied with us. That is our benediction. We do not desire anything other than your full satisfaction.
Their only desire is, may you be satisfied. Okay? Whatever we do, that may bring satisfaction to you. So may we act in such a way that will give you satisfaction. Okay, may we not do anything that dissatisfies you. So all we need is your satisfaction. See this. Beautifully there. Okay. Next verse. Now, Chakravarti Pad. He says, now, but all we need is your satisfaction only, but we ask another boon. Chakravarti Pad says, but we ask another boon. Why we are asking another boon? Because we are Ananta. You can give unlimited benedictions. Okay, you need not stick to only one benediction. You can give an unlimited benediction. 31, right? Varam vrini mahe thapi nathatvat paratah parat nahyantastvat vibhutinam sonanta iti giyase.
Dear Lord, we shall therefore pray for your benediction because you are the Supreme, beyond all transcendence, and because there is no end to your opulences. Consequently, you are celebrated by the name Ananta.
So, Ananta, Lord is called Ananta, the reason is given here, 31. Varam vrinimehe thapi nathatat Paratah Parat. One point here is, Lord is Paratah Parat. Para means transcendental, right? Something which is beyond this material world. Paratah Parat means beyond transcendental. So Lord is beyond transcendental. What is that? Para is that which is beyond the material world, which is what? Super soul, impersonal Brahman. But Bhagavan is beyond that also. Paratah Parat is referring to Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Because if they say only para, it could refer to impersonal Brahman also. It could refer to super soul also. They say paratah parat. Right? The best of the three features of absolute truth. That is Bhagavan. Okay, now nahi antas tad vibhutinam sonanta iti giyase. Nahi antah tad vibhutinam. Tad vibhuti. The person whose opulences are unlimited. Nahi anta. There is no end to his opulences. Such a person is called Ananta. Nahi antastad vibhutinam so ananta iti giyase. It is said that Ananta is a person whose opulences are unlimited. So, now, because you are Ananta, how can we ask something very meager? Because you are unlimited, we want to ask an unlimited benediction. Right? If you go to a king who can give 100 crores just like that, if you go to him and ask for 10 paisa or 50 paisa, so we are not considered very intelligent. So similarly, if you ask some material benediction, tukim tantakasi lulitat patatat vimanat, so this kind of simple benedictions like going to heaven, going to America, okay, getting one bungalow, getting one car, or just merging into impersonal Brahman, this kind of silly and childish benedictions we don't want. We want the unlimited benediction because you are Ananta. So Lord very nicely, Prabhupada very nicely explains what is that benediction that has no limit. So see this. Devotees are simply satisfied by the presence of the Lord. They don't need any benedictions. Okay, they just want to serve the Lord. Okay, in Lord's presence. Now Lord asked Prachetas to pray for some benediction. They said, what kind of benediction should we pray for? Lord is unlimited, there are unlimited benedictions. If one must ask for benediction, he must ask for unlimited benediction. That unlimited benediction is to hear Krishna Katha. Right? Krishna Katha is unlimited. One verse of Bhagavatam can be explained by different devotees in different perspectives, different ways. Okay? They can just dwell deep into each single word of that verse. So nicely. Just take one verse, take different devotees who are speaking on that verse, one verse. Each is a very unique class. So Krishna Katha is basically unlimited. And Krishna has unlimited incarnations, right? And each incarnation has unlimited Katha. Krishna has unlimited qualities. Each quality has unlimited Katha. Each quality can be described so elaborately. Krishna has performed unlimited pastimes. So each pastime can be studied in different perspectives and different lessons can be brought out. right? It can be relished in different ways by different acharyas. So Krishna Katha is unlimited. So may we get an opportunity to hear Krishna Katha in the association of devotees. That is the unlimited benediction. So we know we want nothing else. So that is the benediction that they are going to ask now. 32. So 32 is like they are justifying their unlimited benediction. Parijatendra sa labdhem sarangonyanna sevate tadangrimola masadya sakshat kim kim rini mahi.
Dear Lord, when the bee approaches the celestial tree called the Parijata, it certainly doesn't leave the tree because there is no need for such action. Similarly, when we have approached your lotus feet and taken shelter of them, what further benediction may we ask for you?
So, there again, before revealing their benediction, they are just giving one more point. What else we need? Okay, your lotus feet is like a Parijata tree. When a bee goes to Parijata tree where it gets unlimited honey, absolutely no need for the bee to go to another flower in the garden. Right? Your lotus feet is like Parijata tree. There is Parijata tree in the spiritual world and there is a Parijata tree in the heavenly planets also. But this Parijata tree is the spiritual world Parijata. Lotus feet. Right? Parijata tree is like Kalpavriksha. It is a wish-fulfilling tree which is available in the spiritual world. Chintamani Prakrasadmasu Kalpavriksha. So what are the benedictions? 33 to 42, 43, we'll have. I think we'll take a short break. Just 2 minutes break and then we'll resume.
32, 33. This Parijata verse is very important, often quoted. Yavatte maya spriṣṭa, bhramāmaiha karma bhi.
Dear Lord, as long as we have to remain within this material world, due to our material contamination and wander from one type of body to another and from one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. We pray for this benediction life after life, in different bodily forms and on different planets.
32 purport we discussed, na?
Yeah.
Kalpavriksha, all that. See, their benediction, their the boon that they want, they are mentioning here. This is another beautiful verse. This is also for memorization. Yavatte mayaya sprishta brahmama iha karma bhi. See their humility. We may have to wander from one body to another body. Transmigration. We may have to transmigrate from one body to another body because of our karma. Brahmama iha karma bhi. Right? Because of maya. But still, tavat bhavat prasanganam sangasyano bhave bhave. Bhavat prasanganam, we pray for association of your devotees. Bhavat prasanganam, sangha, syanno bhave bhave. So they are not desiring to stop their transmigration cycle. We don't want any release from birth and death cycle. We don't mind going from one gross body to another body, another body to another body. We don't mind doing that. But we want association of devotees. So what has to be valued more than anything else is revealed by them in this prayer. Right? They are students of Lord Shiva. So what was the end prayer of Lord Shiva in Rudragita? He was desiring for the association of devotees. Right? So what will the students say? They will also desire for association only. Right? So, tavat bhavat prasanganam. Bhavat prasanganam bhaktim muhu pravahatam tvaime prasango. Bhuyad ananta mahatam amalashaya. Then yenanje solbanam urubhyasanam bhavabdim. Neshye bhavat guna kathamrita panamatta. So whenever association is emphasized, along with that, hearing about pastimes of Krishna is also emphasized. Okay, hearing in the association. That is the ultimate aspiration of all devotees. So Prabhupada, very brilliant purport he gives, that this is the benediction that a devotee can ask of the Supreme Lord. So sthane stita srutigatam tanuvan manobhir. Sthane stita, one can be situated in their own occupational duty. One can transmigrate from one body to another body also, no problem. Right? But he should be srutigatam. He should be hearing the glories of the Lord. Constantly be in touch with sound vibration. Right? Then he will be safe. Prabhupada in the whole purport analyzes what a devotee does not want and what a devotee does want. What does he want? He wants the association of devotees and he wants to hear Krishna Katha in the association of devotees. That is, we discussed. What he doesn't want? He doesn't want liberation. Right? He doesn't pray for liberation. He doesn't pray for the cessation from cycle of birth and death. Because most important thing for a devotee is getting a chance to hear about pastimes and glories of the Lord. So he doesn't care for liberation. Right? What is that? Pure devotee doesn't even want four kinds of personal liberation also. Why? Even Vilomangal Thakur ka that, what is that? Mukti Mukilindanjali. Mukti Devi will come and offer prayers at the devotee, lotus feet of devotee. Please accept me. I don't want you. Right? I am happy like this. So the mode of rejecting liberation is explained nicely. Devotee rejects liberation not in a mood of arrogance. He rejects liberation out of humility. Sarupya, Salokya, Samipya, Sarishti. Right? There are like four kinds of liberation, personal liberations. How can I enjoy the same opulences as Krishna? How can I enjoy, how can I have the same form as Vishnu? Right? How can I stay so close to Vishnu if I don't have service to Vishnu? So in the third canto it is said that devotees reject anyways the first liberation, that one liberation, Sayujya, they anyways reject. They reject the four liberations also if there is no service in them. Devotee's focus is on service, not on liberation. He will accept liberated position if there is service in that position. Otherwise he will reject that liberation also. It's not out of arrogance, it's out of humility. Liberation offers certain facilities. He doesn't want the facilities. Right? He will take the facilities if there is service. Like that. Then, no liberation. No Vaikuntha also. Out of humility, this is Salokya. Out of humility, a devotee considers himself unfit to be transferred to the spiritual world. Okay? And one more thing. In the humility, Prabhupada once said, humility means intelligence. Something like that he said. Humility, they are humble, they are not accepting liberation or position in Vaikuntha, etc. But they are intelligent also. Because they don't want Vaikuntha, because they can create Vaikuntha wherever they are. So what is the point going to the Vaikuntha? Right? What does Krishna say? Tatra tishtami nayarada yatra gayanti madbhakta. Naham tishtami Vaikuntha sadhunam hrdiyeshiva. Tatra tishtami nayarada yatra gayanti madbhakta. Devotees, when they come together and discuss Krishna Katha, Lord is personally staying there. That is Vaikuntha. Why to go to another Vaikuntha? When Lord himself is declaring that I am not staying in Vaikuntha, I am staying in the place where devotees are discussing my glories. So he doesn't want Vaikuntha also. Then, he doesn't want to stop the process of transmigration also. Mama Janmani Janmani Ishware. Mahaprabhu also prays. Right? We don't mind transmigrating from one body to another body. Okay, that's not a problem at all. Right, provided we are in the association of devotees. Then they have no desire to be free from modes. He always thinks himself contaminated by modes. Devotional service itself is transcendental position. Therefore, there is no question of asking for a special facility. Please relieve me from three modes. He need not ask that. Please give us an opportunity to hear Krishna Katha in the association of devotees. Modes will automatically be taken care of. Okay? They further explain so much in the next verses. So the humility plus intelligence also, right? Just by asking by this one benediction which is unlimited from the unlimited Lord, they are minimizing the value of all other possible benedictions. Right. 34. Tulayamala venapi nasvargam nabunar bhavam bhagavat sanghi sangasya martyanam kimuta shisha. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee cannot be compared to being transferred to heavenly planets or even merging into the Brahman effulgence in complete liberation. For living entities who are destined to give up the body and die, association with pure devotees is the highest benediction. So, 33rd verse they said, we just want to hear Krishna Katha, right? And we just want to associate with your devotees. The Lord may say, so far you said you are contaminated by Maya and you are praying for association of devotees to conquer Maya or what? Better ask liberation only, no? Then why are you asking indirectly association of devotees to conquer Maya? So in response to that, they give the 34th verse. No, pure devotees association is better than the results of karma and jnana. We don't seek liberation. We pure devotee service association is better. Tulayama lavenapi na svargam na apunarbhavam. So liberation is nothing compared to pure devotee association, even if it is for a moment. This is, I think, this is the third instance where Bhagavatam is speaking about this verse. Right? One in Rudra Gita also something similar. Kshanarthenapi tulaye. Right? In the first canto again. Again, third time it's coming. So, svarga and what else is that? Na svargam na apunar bhavam means liberation. So these two things are nothing compared to the association of devotees. Right? Even a moment. That's why we want. So they are intelligent to ask the best of the all benedictions. So Prabhupada explains the power of pure devotees association. Pure devotee does not place much value in the destination of karmis, which is heavenly planets, of gnanis, which is merging into impersonal Brahman. Pure devotee considers a moment's association with another pure devotee to be far superior than them. Like that. So confused and frustrated inhabitants of material world may find highest happiness in the association of devotees. So Prabhupada's statement is filled with conviction. So many times Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness movement is giving opportunity to people in general to come and associate with devotees. Like that. Wherever there is an association of devotees, practice of bhakti will become easier. Right? It's like all inclusive thing. Association of devotees. So one may emphasize on worshipping Krishna, but when he is disconnected with the devotees association, his worship of Krishna will not stay for long. He cannot just continue to take inspiration only from Shastra, only from deity or anything. If he is in the association of devotees, all inspiration is provided. So, this Chakravarti Bhag gives this nice comparison. We cannot compare a mustard seed with a Meru mountain. Where is mustard seed and where is Meru mountain? You may compare mustard seed with turdal grain or rice grain or moong dal grain or some urad dal grain or something like that. But you can't compare it with Meru mountain. Okay? So Meru mountain is association of devotees. Turdal, urad dal are sense gratification, what is that? Karma, jnana, heavenly planets, liberation, all that. Mustard seed. 35. Now, what is the power of that association? They further expand in 35th verse. Yatredyante kathamrishtas
Yatredyante kathamrishtas
Trishnaya prashamo yata
Trishnaya prashamo yata
Nirvairam yatra bhuteshu
Nirvairam yatra bhuteshu
Nodvego yatra kashchana
Nodvego yatra kashchana.
Whenever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. Not only that, but they are no longer envious of one another, nor do they suffer from anxiety of fear.
Yatra idyante katha mrishtas. Idyante is worshipping or discussing also. Right? So, yatra idyante kathamrishtas, the pure words of glorification of Krishna, wherever they are being worshipped or discussed, what will happen? Three effects are there. One, trishnaya prashamo yata. The trishna will become pacified. One will forget all kinds of material hankerings. Material hankerings will be forgotten by the audience, at least for the time being. If he is sitting there in katha for 1 hour, at least for 1 hour he will be trishnayam prashamo yata, he will be peaceful. Then second, nirvairam yatra bhuteshu. Nirvairam yatra bhuteshu means one will not be envious of other people. Then third, na udvego yatra kashchana. Na udvego means he will not suffer anxiety or fear. So no hankering, no envy, no fear. Okay, this is the effect of hearing in the association of devotees. So this facility is only there with the association of devotees when they hear. So Prabhupada, the theme of Prabhupada's purport is transforming any place into Vaikuntha. How? By yatra idyante kathamrishtas. So in Vaikuntha there is no hankering, no envy, no fear. So wherever Krishna katha is being discussed by devotees, there is no hankering, no envy, no fear. So anyone, any place can be transformed into Vaikuntha.
Right.
Vaikuntha means without anxiety. Material world is full of anxiety. Okay. Samasada samudna samudvigna dhyam. Prabhupada quotes Prahlad Maharaj. Okay. Material world, everyone is envious. So that envious mentality will be mitigated by hearing Krishna Katha in the association of devotees. Okay. Next. That is one effect. Then what else? 36th verse. Yatra Narayana Sakshad Bhagavan Yasinam Gati Samstuyate Satkathasu Mukta Sangai Punah Punah.
The Supreme Lord Narayan is present among devotees who are engaged in hearing and chanting the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Narayan is the ultimate goal of sannyasis, those in the renounced order of life, and Narayan is worshipped through the Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. Indeed, they recite the holy name again and again.
So, yatra Narayana sakshat Bhagavan Nyasinam Gati. So, wherever this Kirtan is going on, the glorification of Krishna is going on, Narayan is personally present in that place. Right? That is why we are asking this benediction. So, and here one point that they say, they describe Narayana as Nyasinam Gati. Nyasi means sannyasis, renounced people. Nyasinam Gati means he is the goal of all sannyasis, goal of the renounced order of life. So Prabhupada brings Mayavadis there. So Mayavadis are missing Narayana's real presence. Why? Narayana is present in places where Krishna Katha is described. Right? Mayavadis don't sit and do Krishna Katha. Right? They just simply start addressing each other Narayan, Narayan. Okay? Just by addressing each other Narayan, Narayan, Prabhupada gives very nice explanation in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Narayan has four hands. All of them know. And they see the other sannyasi has only two hands. Still they address them Narayan. Right? Just by addressing a two-handed mortal as Narayana, he will not develop two more hands. Right? So, sometimes they describe him as Daridra Narayan. They make the Lakshmipati as Daridra. So, if a poor person is poor person, if he is called Daridra Narayan, a rich person should be called Dhani Narayan. Right? Why only Daridra can be Narayan? Why others cannot be Narayan? So, this whole concept is bogus. Okay, to call ordinary living entity as Narayan. Prabhupada is pretty heavy on such people. Then, recently I was hearing that lecture, Prabhupada lecture. They say, everyone is Narayan. Everyone is Krishna. They say, you are Krishna, I am Krishna, he is Krishna, he is Krishna. Okay? Means, he is God, he is God, he is God, everyone is God. But they don't accept that Krishna is God. Okay? They accept every person as God, but they don't accept Krishna as God. That is another flaw. So these greatest offenses, accepting another human being as Narayana instead of temple of Narayana, attempting to identify poor with Narayana as Daridra Narayana. So these are all offenses. So now Prabhupada brings Gaura Narayana. Okay, we have to please Gaura Narayana through Sankirtan. So by Sankirtan Yajna, one can immediately please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Narayana himself descends and immediately is present. In Kali Yuga, Narayana is present in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Dasha Krishnam. Right? He is the Nyasinam Gati, ultimate goal of sannyasis. So that Narayana, Krishna, Gaura Narayana became a sannyasi. Okay? Vaishnava sannyasi therefore dedicates his life to serving Narayana. He doesn't falsely claim to be Narayana. Right? He is Nirvaira, non-envious. Because of our envy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have become envious of other living entities. When we are no longer envious of Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be real peace, unity and fraternity in human society. Okay, that's how Prabhupada explains. Nyasinam Gati. Then 37 further explains the nature of devotees. Tesham vicharitam padhyam tirthanam pavanechaya bhitascha kim narocheta tavakanam samagama
Dear Lord, your personal associate, devotees, wander all over the world to purify even the holy places of pilgrimage. Is not such activity pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence?
See this. Devotees, what is the nature of devotees? Tesham vicharitam padbhyam, padbhyam by their lotus feet, vicharitam, they are travelling. Where all they will travel? Tirthanam. Tirthanam, they will travel to holy places of pilgrimage with one intention, pavanechaya, to make them purified. Right? The wanderings of devotees will purify even the holy places also. Bhavadvida Bhagavatas, first canto, 13th chapter. Right? Tirthi kurvanti tirthani svantasthena gadabhrita. So because they carry the Supreme Lord in their hearts, right, wherever they wander, that place is converted into holy place. Even the holy place which is dumped with by the sinful activities of all ordinary people in general, that is also will be purified by the touch of the lotus feet of a devotee. Tesham vicharitam padbhyam tirthanam bhavanichaya. Then bhitasya kimna rocheta. See, if they are travelling like that, pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence. Their travelling is very pleasing to people who are afraid of material existence. Right? Means, when they go and purify the places, the people who are there in the places will also get purified. So they will be out of the fear of material existence. So this is the nature of devotees. There are two kinds of devotees, Goshtanandi and Bhajanandi. Bhajanandi will travel. But Goshtanandi, he will stay at one place. Bhajanandi will stay at one place. Goshtanandi will travel. These are two kinds of devotees. So Prabhupada speaks about the responsibility of a preacher. So in Lord Chaitanya Sampradaya, those who strictly follow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must travel all over the world to preach message of Lord Chaitanya, which is the same as preaching words of Krishna. Right? The more one preaches, the more he will benefit other people. Narada is a Goshtanandi. He transformed Murugari, Dhruva, Prahlad Maharaj. Right? So, devotees wander all over the world, deliver those who are actually afraid of this material existence. Some are already disgusted with material existence, being confused and frustrated by material enjoyment. They can get benefited by devotees association. Second, some are intelligent and interested in understanding the Supreme Lord. One category is frustrated with material existence. Other category, they have actually developed some interest. Both categories can get benefited by devotees association, by the travelings of a devotee. Everyone should take advantage of the wandering of devotees, whose only business is to deliver conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya. So, even in the 10th canto, Gargamuni comes to the house of Nanda Maharaj for the naming ceremony of Krishna and Balaram. Right? Nanda Maharaj tells Gargamuni, Mahat Vichalanam Runam Grihinam Dina Chetasam. Right? Nishreyasaya Bhagavan Kalpate Nanyatha Kochit. So, people like you, devotees, move from one place to another place and they especially come to householders' place to purify them. There is no other intention. Right? They don't want anything from the householder. They didn't come to take from the householder. They came to give to the householder. Like that. That is Mahat Vichalanam. Janasya Krishna Vimukhasya Devat Adharma Silasya Sudukkitasya Anugrahayeha Charanti Nunam. Their travelings are filled with compassion and mercy upon the conditioned souls. That is 37. Now 38. Now they remember the association of Lord Shiva. This is another beautiful verse. Vayam to sakshat Bhagavan Bhavasya Priyasya Sakhyo Kshana Sangamena Sudushchikistasya Bhavasya Mrityor Bhishattamam Bhishattamam tva jagatim gatasma.
Dear Lord, by virtue of a moment's association with Lord Shiva, who is very dear to you and who is your intimate, most intimate friend, We are fortunate to attend you. You are the most expert physician capable of treating the incurable disease of material existence. Mm. On account of our great fortune, we have been able to take shelter at your lotus feet.
Mm. So, earlier they glorified the moment's association of a devotee, right? So here is our own example. We are benefited by the moment's association of Rudra, your dear devotee. Priyasya Sakhyu Kshana Sangamena. Priyasya Sakhyu, your dearmost friend, who is Lord Shiva, Kshana Sangamena, by associating with him for a small amount of time, we got your darshan. Right? So, Vayam Tu Sakshat Bhagavan Bhavasya. We got your association because of Shiva's association. So, this is the case study. So, the sadhaka devotee, sadhaka, one who is desirous of attaining certain goal, for him to start the process, it begins with the association of devotees. And the sadhya, or the person who has attained the goal, say Lord's darshan, after attaining the darshan, what he desires is association of devotees. Association of devotees enable them to see the Supreme Lord. After seeing the Supreme Lord, prachetas are desiring association of devotees. You see, what made them attain that goal and what they are desiring after obtaining that goal is also the same, association of devotees. Right? So this is very beautiful. So the boon we want is the association of devotees. And the sadhana for attaining you is also association of devotees only. Like that. So, and you are like, one more comparison they nicely give. Sudus chikitsasya. So you are a very expert physician, capable of treating disease, incurable disease of material existence. Being in material existence means being in a diseased condition, being in an incurable diseased condition. But when an expert physician comes, he can cure that incurable disease also. That expert physician is Supreme Lord. And the friend of that expert physician is devotee. Like Shiva. Harim Vinana Mritim Taranti. Without taking shelter of the lotus feet of personality of Godhead, one cannot attain relief from clutches of Maya. So those who are actually devotees of Shiva follow Shiva's advice and take shelter of lotus feet of Vishnu. This is the real benediction of Shiva. So we discussed earlier also, Shiva's benedictions generally mean material benedictions. Many people approach Shiva with material desires. Right? But the real benediction that Shiva can offer a living entity is Vishnu Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti. And the dearmost people to Lord Shiva are not those devotees who approach him with material benedictions, material desires, but those devotees of Vasudev. Right? What is that verse? Yah Param Brahmasa Sakshat Triguna Jiva Samgita Bhagavantam Vasudevam Prapannasa Priyohime. So, one who is devoted to Vasudeva is very dear to me. That's what Lord Shiva says. So basically there is no harm in worshipping demigods, provided our only aim is to go back to Godhead, Prabhupada says. So these prachetas are taking assistance or help or shelter of Lord Shiva to approach Vishnu. So that kind of approach by a demigod is not bad. Right? Okay, next. So they are like coming closer to conclusion. Yannasvadhitam Gurava Prasadita
Yannasvadhitam Gurava Prasadita
Vipraschya Vriddhascha Sadhanu Vritya
Vipraschya Vriddhascha Sadhanu Vritya
Aryanata Suhrido Bhratarascha
Aryanata Suhrido Bhratarascha
Sarvani Bhutanyanasuya Yaiva Yanna sutaptam tapa etadisha Nirandhasam kalamadabhramapsu Sarvam tadetat purushasya bhumno Vrunimahete paritoshanaya.
Dear Lord, we have studied the Vedas, accepted a spiritual master and offered respect to Brahmanas. advanced devotees and aged personalities who are spiritually very advanced. We have offered our respects to them and we have not been envious of any brother, friends or anyone else. We have also undergone severe austerities within the water and have not taken food for a long time. All these spiritual assets of ours are simply offered for your satisfaction. We pray for this benediction only and nothing more.
So, purpose is satisfaction of Vishnu. Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. They began with that desire, they are ending with that also. So, we want to satisfy you only. So, real perfection of life is pleasing the Vishnu. So, what they are saying is, all our spiritual assets are for your satisfaction only. So, what all we have done, we have studied Vedanta, we have accepted spiritual master, then we have respected Brahmanas and all the elders, Aryans, what else we did? We are non-envious, we have done so many austerities. All this are done with an intention to satisfy you. May you be satisfied. Yat karoshi yadashnashi yadjuhoshi dadasi yad. So, they are saying we have studied the Vedas. So, study of Vedas means Vedaishta Sarvair Ahameva Vedyo. So, every endeavor of a living entity should be directed ultimately towards Krishna. If he is studying Vedanta, it should be with an intention to understand Krishna. Okay, if he is respecting Brahmanas and so many occupational duties or whatever, it should be with an intention to please Krishna. So, that is the center point. So, Prabhupada discusses about the qualities and activities of Aryans, civilized people, advanced people. Okay, you can read Prabhupada quotes Bhagavad Gita also, 41. So, now they are concluding their prayers. In the 41st verse they are saying, we have prayed according to our capacity. Okay, such exhaustive prayers they have offered, but they are humbly saying, what else we can pray? We can pray only to this extent. Manusvayambhur Bhagavan Bhavascha.
Manusvayambhur Bhagavan Bhavascha.
Yenyetapognana Vishuddha Sattva.
Yenyetapognana Vishuddha Sattva.
Adrishtapara Apiyan Mahimna.
Adrishtapara Apiyan Mahimna.
Stuvantyathotvatma Samah Samamgranima.
Advanced by virtue of austerities and knowledge, and who have completely situated themselves in pure existence, as well as great personalities like Manu, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, cannot fully understand your glories and potencies. Nonetheless, they have offered their prayers according to their own capacities. In the same way, we, although very much lower than these personalities, also offer our prayers according to our own capability.
So, many great personalities, although they are very great, they cannot understand you completely. Right? Even Brahmaji says in the second canto to Narada Muni, I am such a Prajapati Nam Abhimandita Pati, all Prajapatis, progenitors of mankind, come and offer obeisance at my lotus feet. Right? I am great, I am the first born living entity. And he just glorifies himself within 4 or 5 points. And still I can't understand Krishna. Right, better for me is to just take shelter of his lotus feet. Right? But still, whatever I can understand, little bit, I am sharing with you. You also share with others. That is the mood in which a devotee glorifies Krishna or a person does some katha. Right? So, we cannot conquer Bhagavatam. Gauram Prabhu says, approach Bhagavatam in a mood of request, not in the mood of conquest. Right? It's difficult to understand the scripture or Krishna completely. Right? Namevidu Suragana Prabhavanna Maharshaya Aham Adirhi Devanam Maharshinanta Sarvasa. So Krishna is the origin of all Maharshis and demigods. Right? Even great demigods and great rishis cannot understand Krishna. What can an insignificant struggling sadhaka can understand? But to whatever extent one can understand, one can share with others. So like that. Here Brahma, Shiva, Manu, they are all case studies for us. Here Prachetas. Prachetas are saying, we are much lower than all these personalities. So, although they could not understand you, still they offered prayers. So if they cannot understand you, what we will understand? But still, because they offered prayers, we will also offer prayers, following in their footsteps. So prayers in spite of inability. So no one can be equal to the Supreme Lord in anything, certainly not in knowledge. So anyone's prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never complete. It is not possible to measure the complete glories and potencies of the Supreme Lord. He is unlimited. Shesha cannot describe. Shesha unlimited. He has so many hoods, thousands of hoods. Still he cannot describe. What is that second canto verse? Nantam gunanam agunasya jigmur. How does it begin? Correct. That is the Sukadeva Goswami, Sota Goswami conversation. Nantam gunanam agunasya jigmur. That is one nice reference. There is no end to the glories of the Lord. And there is second canto verse also, where Ananta is mentioned. Nantam vidamyahamami manayogra jaste maya balasya purushasya kutovaraye gayan gunan dasha chatanan adideva seshodhanapi napavasyati nasyaparam. This Lord Sesha with his thousands of hoods is glorifying the Supreme Lord since time immemorial. Right? Long, long back. He began, we don't know when he began. And he is still continuing. We don't know when he will end also. So there is no end to the glories. Right? This is, Sesha also cannot glorify. Even Chakravarti also often quotes this example. Even Sesha cannot glorify. What I will glorify? I am a 95-year-old man. My hands are just shaking. How can I cannot describe? So like that. Yet, everyone can offer prayers with heart and soul as far as we can appreciate the Lord's glories. As much as we can appreciate the Lord's glories, we can always glorify. Because glorifying the Lord and praising the Lord and offering prayers to the Lord is the constitutional position or the, what to say, constitutional right of a living entity. He is meant for praying the Lord. He is meant for praising the Lord. So he can do it. Till to whatever extent he can glorify. Sky is unlimited. This example is also given. Sky is unlimited. But a bird can fly as much as his flying capacity allows him. So he will just fly. Big bird, he will fly a little above. Small bird, he will fly this much only. Like that. Okay, low birth is not a bar for back to Godhead. If one seriously accepts the lotus feet of the Lord, he is purified by the grace of the Lord and his servant. Okay, now they are concluding their prayers with little more glorification. Namasamaya Suddhaya Purushaya Paraya Cha Vasudevaya Sattvaya Tubhyam Bhagavate Nama.
Dear Lord, you have no enemies or friends. Therefore, you are equal to everyone. You can't be contaminated by sinful activities. Mm. And your transcendental form is always beyond the material creation. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead because you remain everywhere within all existence. Mm. You are consequently known as Vasudeva. We offer you our respectful obeisances.
To some more glorification, some more qualities are mentioned here. Namasamaya is equal to everyone. Samoham sarva bhuteshu. Shuddhaya is very pure. Vishuddha sattva we discussed elaborately earlier. He is apapa vidham. He is not contaminated by any sinful activities. Right? Then purushaya parayacha. He is transcendental supreme person. He is not impersonal. Then sattvaya. Then vasudevaya. Right? He is all pervading. So these are various qualities. Then Maitreya Muni is resuming now. Maitreya uvacha. Iti pracheto bhir abhi abhishtuto hari pritastate pritastate tyaha sharanya vatsala anichatam yanam atripta chakshusham yayau swadhama napavarga virya.
Great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the protector of surrendered souls, being thus addressed by the Prochetas and worshipped by them, replied, whatever you have prayed for the full be fulfilled. After saying this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose prowess is never defeated, left. The Prachetas were unwilling to be separated from him because they had not seen him to their full satisfaction.
So iti pracheto bhir abhistuto harihi. Abhistuto means they have respectfully prayed, right? So pritasthate yah sharanya vatsala.
Here the Lord, eight-handed Vishnu,
he is glorified as sharanya vatsala. He is very affectionate towards those who are surrendered souls. Sharanya vatsala. But see what the sharanya vatsala is doing. He is just leaving. Okay, he just said, you ask some benediction. They offer some 20-25 prayers. And then he is just leaving. Just few minutes meeting.
Anichitam yanam atrupta chakshusham. Atrupta chakshusham. Their chakshus are atrupta. They remain unsatisfied. Right? They were not completely satisfied after seeing this darshan. So darshan is satisfying definitely. But they wanted to see for more time. They wanted to have him for longer time. But still, he just left. Right? He is anapavarga virya. Right? He is having unlimited prowess. So, Prabhupada explains that this shows the quality of Lord's renunciation. Although he is anapavarga virya, he is having unlimited prowess, still, although he is saranya vatsala, he is very kind to the surrendered souls, still, he just left. And although prachetas are atrupta chakshusha. Atrupta chakshusha, saranya vatsala, anapavarga virya. In spite of all these three facts, he just left. He could have stayed for few more minutes. Right? He could have stayed for one more day. Okay, they did 10,000 years of austerities. You give 10 minutes darshan at least. Right? How much time you take to recite these 20 verses? That much time only Lord stayed in front of them. Right? So he didn't stay for long. This shows the renunciation of the Lord. All the prachetas desired to see the Lord to their full satisfaction. He left. Jiva Goswami says, this is an exhibition of his kindness to innumerable other devotees. Right? Lord Chaitanya left after taking sannyas in spite of requests. Chaitanya Charitamrita, the third chapter of Madhya Leela, very brilliantly describes the emotions of Advaitacharya, Sachimata, then all the devotees of Shantipur when Mahaprabhu was leaving. Right? Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, so he was tricked by Nityananda Prabhu and then he ended up in Shantipur. Then he stayed for a while, for a few days, and he was just leaving and all these were fainting. Advaitacharya himself was crying so much. And Mahaprabhu, he just left. Nirapeksha. He was indifferent towards the emotions of all these people and he just left. In the nirapeksha word is used. So he was very shrewd in that respect. So Advaitacharya fainted with eyes. Even Gadadhar Pandit also somewhere. He was also emotionally just very much tortured. And then Mahaprabhu just left. So nirapeksha. Lord is swara. This shows the independent nature of the Lord. At the same time, his kindness to innumerable other devotees. So Mahaprabhu should not stay there in Shantipur with family members as a sannyasi. He has to show his compassion to other people by preaching, going to South India Yatra and all that. So Mahaprabhu wanted to show his attention to other devotees. He just left. Nirapeksha. Although the Supreme Lord has unlimited kindness for his devotees, he is not attached to anyone. He is equally kind to his innumerable devotees all over the creation. Okay. We'll take few more minutes as usual. So I'll summarize this last few verses. So Prachetas came out. Okay. Then after coming out, they have seen so many trees. You know, trees are just growing. Just growing like taller and taller and then as if they are like covering the Swarga also. Yeah, we'll read the translations at least. Please read the next translation, 44. Thereafter all the Prachetas emerged from the waters of the sea. They then saw that all the trees on the land had grown very tall, as if to obstruct the path to the heavenly planets. These trees had covered the entire surface of the world. At this time, the Pachakas became very angry.
So, here, Prachina Barhi was preached to by Narada Muni, and before even his sons Prachetas arrived in the kingdom, Prachina Barhi just left.
So Krishna inspired Narada Muni to preach to Prachina Barhi so that he would immaturely leave the kingdom and the kingdom would be in a neglected state. And he instructed these Prachetas to rule the kingdom. So Prachetas came out to rule.
Then they saw, how will we carry out Lord's order? How will we servants rule the kingdom given by the Lord? So these trees are covered, have covered the earth and wanted to swallow Swarga also. Okay, where will mankind reside? Okay, this is the cause of their anger. So they wanted to execute the order, but immediately they saw an obstacle. So they became angry. So Prabhupada says, because the king is, because there is no king and the kingdom is in kind of a neglected state, so many trees have grown up. And they were just kind of capturing the agricultural lands also. So if unnecessarily trees are being grown and they are capturing the agricultural lands, there will be no produce of food grains. People will starve. So Prabhupada very nicely explains that it's not a fact that jungles and trees attract clouds. Right? Because there is a rainfall on the sea also. So it's bona fide to clear away jungles and unnecessary trees and create places for cultivating grains. Okay, we can convert forest into agricultural lands. Right? Okay. So this will solve the economic problems of human beings. So living place, human beings can live on any, by clearing jungles they can live there. And wood in the jungles can be used to construct cottages, right? Bamboo cottages. So food, people can keep cows. So one need only work to produce grains and take care of cows. If vacant lands are there throughout the world are properly utilized, there will be no scarcity of food. Right? So Anna Bhavanti Bhutani, Prabhupada quotes all that. Then next, please read the translation.
Dear King, at the time of devastation, Lord Shiva emits fire and air from his mouth out of anger. To make the surface of the earth completely treeless, the Prachetas also emitted fire and air from their mouth.
Here, interestingly, Tato Agni Marutau Rajan. Maitreya Muni is addressing Vidura as Rajan. He was never a king. Right? But he is addressing him as Rajan. So Rajan, the word here means, we cannot take the meaning of being a king or whatever. So he is a dhira who never becomes angry. Prachetas become angry, but you will never become angry. Right? That's why I am addressing you as Rajan. So king controls and rules. And one who can control his senses is also a king of senses. Right? That's why we call sannyasis or goswamis or swamis as Maharaj. They are not kings of any province, but we call them Maharaj because they are controller of senses. So like that is the spirit in which we have to take this word, Rajan. So they emanated fire and air from his mouth and as if to burn the trees. After seeing that all the trees on the earth's surface were being turned to ashes, Brahma immediately came to Prachetas and pacified them with words of logic. So this is the role of a responsible in charge. So he is the in charge. Wherever there is some gadbid happening there, they are burning the all trees, so I'll go and control the situation. So he would just come there. A responsible man in any establishment is always alert to keep peace and harmony within the establishment. So Brahmaji is the taking care of the establishment of the whole universe. Then the remaining trees, being very much afraid of Prachetas, immediately delivered their daughter at the advice of Brahma. Okay? And this is what Lord approved also, the son of trees, daughter of trees. Then following Brahma's order, all Prachetas accepted the girl as their wife. From the womb of this girl, the son of Brahma named Daksha took birth. Daksha had to take birth from womb of Marisha due to his disobeying and disrespecting Mahadev. Consequently, he had to give up his body twice. He has to give up his body twice means once he gave up his body when Virabhadra killed him. And he got a goat head body.
Then second time also he died. Okay, he gave up that goat body also and he took birth as son of Prachetas. Earlier he was son of Brahma, son of a Brahmana. Now he is a son of Prachetas who are son of Kshatriyas. So it's considered a lower birth compared to Brahmana birth. Right? This is because of the offense to Lord Shiva. So body twice, I just said, no? First is when Veerabhadra killed him. That's kind of giving up body. Then he got a goat head. Then he gave up that goat head body also and took birth as son of Prachetas. Before. This is the second birth of Prachetas. Second birth of Daksha. In this birth also he is called Daksha. Only Marisha is married to 10 Prachetas. Marisha. She is the daughter of Pramlocha and Kandu. So, next 49th verse. His previous body had been destroyed, but he, the same Daksha, inspired by the Supreme Will, created all the desired living entities in Chakshusa Manvantara. So, one point about Daksha is, he is a proper, like important case study for Vaishnava Prad. He offended Lord Shiva. He had to take birth as a, birth as a Kshatriya, lower birth in the next birth. So that is because of offense to Shiva. Still, he carried the traces of that offense. He was not completely purified. In the sixth canto, we will see, he will go and offer Hamsaguhya prayers to Mahavishnu. Okay, Lord Vishnu will come in front of Daksha. He gives him darshan. He says, you will create progeny and all that. Then he creates Hariyashvas, Shavalashvas. Then they are converted to sannyasis by Naradamuni. So then Daksha offends Naradamuni. So Daksha's offense to Naradamuni is because of the traces of offense he has committed to Shiva. Right? So once a serious offense is committed to a Vaishnav, that traces will just ruin the person. Right? Although he got the darshan of Vishnu, still he is holding that traces. And he committed offense to another Vaishnav, Naradamuni. So this Daksha, what he does is, this serves as a link to the next canto. Daksha takes birth as son of Prachetas. Right? This happens in Swayambhu Manvantara. And he performs austerities till Chakshusa Manvantara to regain his prowess as Daksha, as progenitor. Okay? He will go to... So again he will resume his position as Daksha in Chakshusa Manvantara. That is the sixth Manvantara. Till that time he was doing austerities only, offering Hamsaguhya prayers. Sixth canto will explain more of it. So during this period, after Prachetas, now Prachanvar he retired, now Prachetas also retire in the next chapter, then Daksha, he is the only descendant in the Swayambhu Manu line, he is engaged in austerities. Now there is no more person to rule the kingdom. In that context, he, Priyavrat had to be forced to become the king. That is the link to the fifth canto from here. Okay. So Prabhupada in this purport gives the calculations of universe and Daksha, Manvantras, all that you can read. Yes. No, after Prachetas he Privrat comes. Then Daksha's expertise is mentioned in the last verse. After being born, Daksha by the super excellence of his bodily luster covered all others' bodily opulence. Because he was very expert in performing fruitive activity, he was called by the name Daksha. Then Brahma therefore engaged Daksha in the work of generating living entities and maintaining them. In due course of time, Daksha also engaged other Prajapatis in the process of generation and maintenance. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So I'll give questions. So tomorrow Radhika Valla Prabhu will take the next thing. Good thing we postponed the presentations. It's a large arrangement only. Tomorrow he will take 31st chapter and day after tomorrow he will take the Priyavrat episode. And you need overview, canto overview, right? So so we'll have it on Friday. One day is sufficient. This time we'll give actually like an overview, right? We'll just compress it. Only the links between the chapters and is that okay? Nothing is mentioned, Same girl. Daughter of trees, Marisha. See, now we went through 2.5 hours of discussion, but this is all some few minutes only.
Yeah.
So Lord came under the waters, told them you can marry Prachetas. He just informed. So they offered some prayers and Lord left. Immediately after they came out, the marriage happened.
Then
the marriage happened. Yeah. Okay. We can take more. There is no time. That's why we had to compress it. So, if required, Saturday we'll have, Friday we'll have overview. Okay. After the overview class, we'll decide whether to have the next overview class also. We need 2 sessions or 1 session. We'll decide at that time. Okay. Then we'll take on Monday. No problem. But if we take an overview on Monday or whatever, then Tuesday we'll have open book exam. Okay. Okay, then Monday we'll have open book exam. Monday we'll have open book exam. So Tuesday morning, either 5th canto 2nd chapter or we'll have this. Or Tuesday we could have assignment Prabhu for them. And Wednesday and Thursday we'll not have 5th canto 2nd chapter. 5th canto 1st chapter only we'll have on Tuesday, Thursday. Then Friday, Monday and Tuesday are dedicated for overview class and open book exam. Okay, and if time permits, assignment. Okay. Friday we have class. 4 week class. This place is free, na? Okay. We need projector. We'll discuss. Okay. And Wednesday and Thursday presentations by all of you. Okay. Thank you. I'll send the questions. Anything? Roji, you want to add anything, bro? Please. Anything? Ready? Wednesday and Thursday, Raj Kalapu. How are you? Either myself or Balaji. Definitely not Friday. Oh, you may not be able to attend. You can't attend? Oh, you may be engaged in service.
Yeah.
Oh. So Friday they could have some services because the Artha conflict. So we'll come to know after some time only, depending on that we'll take the call. But as of now, what is confirmed is Wednesday, Thursday classes. 4.31 and 5.1.
Monday open.
That is this year confirmed.
Open book.
It's about time you leave the...